Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you live on the hill. We've got Tuscola girls basketball action tonight and getting ready to start the announcing the starting lineups. First for the North Henderson Lady Knights, we've got number one, Kyla Motley, a sophomore. Number two, Deja Watkins, another sophomore. And as we said, they are very heavy on sophomore players, seven total on the roster. Number 10, Chloe Ebert, a senior. Number 12, Reese Smith. And number three, Hannah Love, another sophomore. And now for your Lady Mounties, Julia Wells, junior guard, but really can play, you know, she's our assist leader and best shot blocker. So kind of a Magic Johnson level kind of. Type of play.
As the word is used now, a hybrid. She can do a lot of different things.
Of course, Kendall Williamson is senior. Avery Roten coming in, another senior tonight. Vesper Forbes back after had a little bit of an injury issue for the past couple of weeks. Got, I think, Tuesday night off, but is back on the floor tonight. And then number 25, Samantha Horton, a true freshman.
Yeah.
Starting out. Of course, her brother Jeremy was playing for the boys several years ago and then transferred out and was making quite a contribution, and we hope Samantha can do the same here. And got to see her play, I think, several weeks ago against Madison in that action.
Well, you know, you wonder with Coach Sutton what he lost last year. He lost a lot of seniors last year. You know, he's got two big ones this year with Kendall and Avery, but going to be a good year for him.
Horton will jump it off against number two, Deja Watkins, and North Henderson will control the tap. Motley goes and drives underneath the backboard and around. They dump it off up top. Reese Smith will drive right side of the lane, get called for the walk. Turnover early for the Lady Knights, just starting here at Tuscola. Inbound, going to put some pressure in the backcourt to get it middle. To Kendall Williamson, she'll drive left side of the lane. Shot up, no good off the backboard, and she's called for the walk.
Back-to-back walks between both teams right here. It's a tough way to start the game.
North will inbound. Motley brings it across midcourt and a pass to Reese Smith. She'll go and try to hit a cutting Deja Watkins underneath the rim, and a little too strong, it'll go out of bounds back to the Mountaineers. Inbounds to Roten. Williamson, long pass, Forbes wide open, going to drive, and lays it in.
Good play right there.
Tuscola girls up 2-0 here, and we've played about 45 seconds here in the opening game for Tuscola Sports Radio in the 25-26 season. Number three, Hannah Love, spins, gets it over the left side. Motley, high post now into Reese Smith. She'll drive right side of the lane. Goes around Williamson. Ball up too strong. Rebounded out by Forbes to Wells. She'll drive left side. Drives in the lane. Dumps off low. Oh. Shot up by Roten. No good. But a foul's going to be called in the lane. Avery Roten will go to the line to shoot two.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business? Call Terrell at WPTL 648-3576.
First free throw, no good. It's time for our keys to the game, sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage, 648-5656. Roten misses the second free throw, and that'll be my key to the game tonight, is can the Mountaineers improve? And it appears, just looking at the stats, that the percentage-wise, Tuscola girls have improved that free throw percentage from last year. They left a lot of points on the floor last season.
And that was a great play right there by Vest before sticking that arm in and getting that ball loose.
Wells came down, drove, put a shot up. Little hook, no good. Rebound and brought down by North Henderson over to the corner to Motley. No good. Off the rim. Reese Smith with a jumper on the rebound. No good. And a shot up by Motley. And Wells, it was almost like she maybe got away with something. But the official here at the top with the call, and a foul on Julia Wells, her first, team first. Motley to the line for two, misses the first one.
Man. A lot of action here at the beginning of the game, first 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah, we're not running kind of a set spread pattern offense tonight so far. Neither team, they're moving it up and down the floor pretty well. Second one by Motley is good. Mountaineers still lead 2-1. Williamson now brings it up, trying to get a pass, got off her feet and kind of tried to lob it, and it was stolen away and the ball driven in by Motley. It's now 3-2, North with the lead. Roten bringing it down left side. Smith goes to cut her off at midcourt. Screen set by Williamson and high post pass won't go though, as Roten going to be called with a walk.
Turnover that they didn't need right there. They needed to get a couple more points right there on the board for Tuscola.
North up 3-2. We've played 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Motley will slow it up a little bit this time as she crosses midcourt. Works left side. Goes around a screen set by Watkins. Into the lane. Motley, the layup, no good, but a whistle. And that's going to be on Wells, and that's two now on Julia Wells. And Mountaineers can ill afford to lose her to foul trouble this early in the game.
Yeah, especially just two and a half in, a little under two and a half in to get in the game.
Motley to the line. First one is good. And that will get Gwyneth Schick off the bench in place of Julia Wells. Schick, a freshman. First year up from Waynesville Middle. Motley, second one, too strong, no good, but it's tipped back out by Watkins. They'll get it to Smith, working right side on Williamson. Picks up her dribble. Williamson gets a steal and in reach, and we're going to get a call for a jump ball, and the arrow goes to Tuscola. Number 00, now apparently a legal number in high school basketball, as Gwyneth Schick sports that number. Oh, and a risky pass to Schick, and
good recovery.
Hannah Love cut in and almost got a hand on it. They go down low to Williamson, and we're going to get a whistle before she can even get up a shot.
You know, I'm going to be curious to see how Kendall plays, because, you know, the last couple of years we've watched her under the basket. Now, with Samantha Horton being as big as she is, she can take that role over, give Kendall, I guess, you know, more of a, I guess, to stand outside that, you know, under the basket.
Yeah,
right,
kind
there
of a 3-4
yeah
look. Roten now trying to inbound on the foul. Gets it into Forbes. They get it up to Horton up high. Swings a pass in the corner. Roten almost walked again. Tried to push it inside. Ball's tip. Williamson picks it up. Underhand layup. No good. Tried to tip it down to Forbes. And it'll go off of Vesper out of bounds. A little too much helter-skelter down there. Ball flying around. North still leading 4-2. 5:15 to go here in the first. Love will bring it across for North. Horton on defense. They'll go in the corner. Number 10, long shot by Chloe Ebert. No good. Follow down low by Sarah Love, and ball's tipped out of bounds.
Got to get up under that basket and get those rebounds, girls.
Position. They get around on the inside. Watkins spin move on the lane. No good. And Williamson got a hand on it but couldn't reel it in and loses it out of bounds. Watkins a bit of a force there inside for North. Got some size and some height. And the inbound, nobody on her. She cut in behind on the left block. And the basket's good. North up 6-2. Inbounds to Williamson, and in the middle we're going to get a collision and a foul on Kyla Motley. That'll be her first, North Henderson's third. Side out by Roten, and Schick tried to move, and Sarah Love was there to cut her off. Ball's loose on the floor. We got Schick down there trying to save it, but no Mountaineer was around, and ended up throwing it into the hands of a North player. And we've got one North player still down on the floor. The ball is live. And we're going to get a whistle. They'll stop action here as – is that Motley down? No. Watkins? Yeah, Watkins hit the floor in that tussle with Chick. And – stayed down as the ball transitioned back into North's offensive end. Now we got to stop the action while athletic director has a lot of different facets to that job.
He does. He's dried up this end, and now he's dry. He had to dry up the other end in the JV game. So
well, they've got the fancy things on a stick now. When I was doing all this, it was just walk out there with whatever towel you could grab, which reminds me, I've got a box of towels to bring the trainer. Ball inbounds now to North. Goes around a screen set high by Love. She'll work left side. That's Hannah Love. The layup is good, and the Mountaineers down 8-2. Schick gets it across midcourt. Going to get trapped and bounced it off Sarah Love. She'll lose the handle, and how that's not a walk, I'm not sure. Stolen by Schick in the corner. Tries to split two defenders, and she'll get tripped up and fouled. Schick's kind of a whirling dervish kind of player, just helter-skelter there.
Kind of reminds you of a young Julia Wells when she first started up on varsity. You know, she was everywhere and could get back real quick and made something happen.
Roten inbounds. North still trying to put some pressure and going to get a reach-in foul, and that's going to go on Motley. That'll be her second, and she doesn't believe it.
Well, and the good thing about this is them fouling them early, that should pull them off of that full-court press that they're trying to put on Tuscola.
And that's a fifth team foul on North, so Avery Roten will go to the line.
And the free throws are sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
And we got a stoppage in action here as the officials consult with the scorer's table.
Well, the clock kept rolling. It was at 356, and then it rolled all the way down to 348. So,
whoopsies. Yeah. Doesn't appear like they're doing anything to stop it, so or to reset it. So first free throw by Roten is good. Motley will come out. Marie Smith will check back in for North Henderson. Roten, second free throw, good. Avery carrying on a conversation with Coach Sutton as he comes down the floor. Hannah Love now running the point with Motley out. Screen set high by Kennedy Drake down the game. They get it off to number 10, right side. Chloe Ebert drives, and the basket's good. Four. North in the lead. They go in the middle to Horton. Passes long over the midcourt to Roten. Roten working right side. Baseline shot, no good. Rebounded by Sarah Love. Roten trying to put a little pressure in the backcourt on the bringing up the ball. She'll back off now. Love will set the offense. Screen high. Left side in the corner to Kennedy Drake. She'll dish. Reese Smith, jumper, left side, no good. Rebound Williams. Kendall, pass. Roten's open. Going to go to lay it in. A little too strong. Hit it off the backboard, and it went off the front of the rim and back out. Smith down, right side. Ebert works baseline. Hit it off the foot of Williamson.
Backcourt.
Sarah Love will pick it up and toss it across midcourt, and that's a violation on North Henderson. Tuscola's ball, and they'll get it on their offensive end.
You know, I remember this Sarah Love last year when we were over there at North. It seems like that was the game they brought her up, and I remember her being everywhere that night over at North Henderson. So just a sophomore now.
So Roten inbound to Schick. Ooh, long high pass. Telegraphed that a little too long. It was tipped into the backcourt by Reese Smith. Picked back up by Gwen to Schick. Hands off to Roten. Williamson sets the screen high. Roten can't do anything with it. Now she'll spin into the lane, and a runner is good. 10-6. Mountaineers cut into that North lead. Hannah Love, left, then right. Right corner, Ava Lida with the jumper from the baseline, and it's good. Doubles back up, 12-6, North in the lead. And, Schick tried to get it to Williamson, and that's tough on a freshman with that kind of pressure. And we're going to get an over and back call on North Henderson. So after the steal, they took it back behind the line. And, again, Tuscola will side out on the offensive end. have to get me a seat cushion or a booster seat. Schick now in the inbound, working right side. That's Horton into corner, dumps it low to Forbes. No good. Williamson with a rebound. She'll put it back up, and she's fouled.
And that one's on the floor, so that's going to send her to the line. And this shot is sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business? Call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
Yeah, we're at the fifth foul here in the quarter with a minute 36 to go. Williamson will miss the first one, and Watkins will check back in for North Henderson. Sarah Love out. Williamson's second one rattles a rim. No good. Forbes gets a hand on it. She and Watkins will tie up down low. And the jump ball goes to North Henderson. So Anna Love brings it across, still working the point. They'll go in the corner left side. That's Ava Staten, no good. Rebound by Schick. Tied up in the backcourt, and Coach Sutton going to take a timeout here with a minute 16 to go to save the possession here in the first quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware. Located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service.
I saw that the state were talking about doing a shot clock as, I think, what was it, in some of the, is it a preliminary game, like some of the.
Well, they're trying to push what some coaches are trying to push. They want what they're wanting to do. I think they're going to allow them to do it in, like, scrimmages, kind of tournament, like Christmas tournament maybe, or. They're not quite ready and willing yet to put it in actual games. And I've said for years, I don't think it's needed. We've seen what? It's our 10th year. We've seen what? One team, one time in a boys' game, and that was Franklin. Back when Tuscola was pretty loaded. Franklin came in here and did it one night. It was a smart move on
Coach
Doug's part.
I mean, give him that,
Don't see the need for it, but there's a faction pushing it, and it'll probably come eventually. And Kendall Williamson will make the first free throw for Tuscola after the foul. And the free throw shots are sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576. Second one no good. Mountaineers with a rebound. It's 12-7. We go under a minute to go in the quarter. Schick drives baseline and tried to get it around that low post defense and ends up stepping out of bounds. 47 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. Love cross, works left, then right, back left, and we're going to get an inside foul.
Wow.
On number four, setting an illegal screen there high. That's Ava Lida. And that'll be, I'm sorry, Ava State. Nope, Ava Lydon, they just a little slow getting it on the board. Down low, Forbes hangs on the rim and goes. 12-9 now, North still with the lead. We go under 30 seconds here in the first. Well, we'll bring it in. Looking to go around Horton. Long shot, Love, too strong. Rebound, Roten. 12 seconds. Gets it down to Horton. She'll run the floor right side. Oh, that was not a pass we needed to make.
No, luckily it was off of one of the North's players right there.
Too much purple in the lane to get that pass through. Roden inbounds. Good cut by Horton to the basket, and she's fouled with 6 seconds to go.
And it's going to send Samantha to the line. That's going to be that shot is going to be sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business. Call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
And that was a great cut by Horton to the basket. Good move by the freshman. First free throw good.
For a minute, I thought she had put a little too much arc on that one.
Sarah Love going to check in now for Watkins again. Mountaineers with a chance to cut this to one here at the end of the first quarter. Horton, second free throw on the way. Too strong. Back rim. Good rebound. Forbes, left-handed shot. No good. Williams rebounds. Puts it up. She's tied up. Ball's loose. Going to go out of bounds before a Mountaineer can come back down with it. North will take a 12-10 lead going into the second quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576-3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you on Tuscola Sports Radio as we get ready to start the second quarter of girls basketball action. Mountaineers down 12-10 to North Henderson. And we've got, of course, some scores coming in. Football playoffs championship still going on. Of course, last night, Huff beat Millbrook of Raleigh 21-0. Robbinsville lost a heartbreaker there at the end yesterday afternoon, 9-8 on a That was the only field goal that kid had kicked all year from what I heard.
And who would have thought? I mean, I thought the way that Robbinsville got the jump and got through the line that they were going to block it, but he just missed that leaping defender's arms.
Wilson Prep was who defeated them. I believe Watauga, they were leading as we came on the air. Watauga was leading 41-25 with about a minute and 15 to go. The basket by Tuscola there, 12-12 now, tied as we start the second quarter.
Got to get balls, out. Jump ball.
Ball's loose on the floor. And we're going to inbound, and North got to figure out who's going to do it. And they'll send Ava Light up there out of bounds. On a little double stack inbound play. They'll get it inbounds now to Reese Smith. She'll kick it back up top to Hannah Love, who will start the offense.
I had said Sarah Love earlier, and I meant Hannah Love on that player for North.
Yeah, I think they're sisters. And the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. So Tuscola will inbound Avery Roten, and, of course, North Henderson is still going to press on the inbound. They'll get it into Horton right side, and, just not a good pass, but picked up by Williamson. It was tipped by North Henderson at midcourt, but couldn't get it in, and Kendall picked it up. Left side, Wells back in the game now with two fouls. Here to start the second. Shot up, no good. Loose. Rebounding. We're going to get a tie up in the middle of the lane between Williamson and Love, and that'll be Tuscola's ball. Inbound.
Hey.
Tough to Forbes. Took her all the way back to the corner. Then a high pass to Roten. She couldn't bring in. Wells there to pick it up. And just a long high pass trying to hit Roten. And you couldn't have stacked Roten on top of herself and came down with that one.
Yeah, looking for a zig and got a zag on that one.
Left side now. Love looking to go baseline to Smith. Cut off by Williamson. She'll spin around, try to put up a high shot off the backboard. No good. Tied up with a rebound between Smith and Forbes, and the arrow goes to North Henderson. Smith to inbound. It's Love. Vesper Forbes had her pin. Oh, good box out by Love on Forbes there on the shot. No good.
Oh, that's not a good.
Kendall with a kind of a frustration foul there on Motley. Gave her a little push on the loose ball. And that'll be Kendall's first. That's going to get number 23. Amia Deal in the game, a freshman. Gives Vesper Forbes a break.
That'll be Kendall's first, team first here in the second.
Side in. They get it down low to Watkins. She'll kick it back out. Ball's loose. Picked up by Wells. Drives left side. And she'll get fouled on the way to the basket. A blocking foul on number 12, Reese Smith. And that'll send Julia Wells to the line as she was in the act of shooting.
And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business? Call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576. First shot from Julia Wells is good. Makes it 13-12.
And first lead for Tuscola since it was 2-0 early, or 2-1. This is the second. 13-12. Motley dumps off up top. Reese Smith works it left side back to Love. They'll pull it out, look around. Smith works it right side. They try to go low, tipped by Horton. Love able to pick it back up. Now they go low. Watkins spins. Shot over deal, no good. Rebounded by Williamson. Kendall bringing it down middle of the court. Working the lane. End up, shot, no good, but she's fouled.
Well, that's the one thing Tuscola's got to do is keep getting North in foul trouble. That's the North's second foul as a team here in the second quarter.
North will bring it down right side. Baseline jumper, no good. Motley rebounded by Williamson. Tried to get it across the lane to Roten. Ill-advised. Ball's loose. Picked up in the lane by Williamson. Gets it to Horton, to Wells. Cuts it off at the baseline. Jumper no good. Followed by Deal. And she got called for the walk. But,
oh,
you could kind of say she had a little help there.
Yeah, no doubt.
12 with a hip check.
Right in front of the ref. And it was like he was talked out of it.
Well, he was right in front of the North Henderson bench when it occurred. Ava Lida up to check in, and I think, oh, we got an injury timeout. Motley there at the baseline, and Tuscola's trainer's going to take a look at her because sometimes now the trainers don't travel because I think wrestling is required to have a trainer, as is football, on scene.
Yeah.
And if they're doing like we used to do where, like, the basketball team's home, the wrestling team's on the road, and vice versa, good chance that North Henderson's trainer – is with the wrestling team tonight, so.
And I know our wrestling team is over in Dobbins-Bennett today in
Tennessee
for a big tournament. Yep.
Yeah, it's that time of year, from about Thanksgiving to Christmas, all these wrestling tournaments.
Of course, they had a big wrestling match here Wednesday night with Tuscola, Smoky Mountain, and Swain. I've not heard any results out of it.
So North now with the ball, they'll get it across midcourt. Working left side. Lida gets it to Smith. Now Love. Watkins trying to post up low on Forbes. They'll go right corner. Ebert had it. Ooh, Wells got to be careful right there. Ooh, a steal.
Good
stuffed the pass, and the ball got tipped and hit Horton in the back. Then we're going to get a tie. Williamson came down with the ball at midcourt, gets called for the walk.
Just need to calm down just a little bit and get your feet set.
Before Wells got that steal, there was some contact down there. She could have very easily picked up her third. Forbes trying to block the inbound, and Watkins works around her and puts the basket in. North back in the lead, 14-13. Horton.
Ah.
through before she looked. Tried to get it to Wells. Stolen away by Sarah Love. Excuse me, that's Hannah Love.
And that's the thing, you got to find out where Hannah Love's at all the times.
Ebert working right side. Gives it over to Lida. They'll try to go low. A little hook pass down into Watkins. Cut off by Forbes. Going to get a whistle. Finally, a three-second call on Watkins. JV boys game, they would be asking where that call was. Different crew, though, in the varsity. Horton, right side, slings it over. Wells goes low. Roten with a runner, no good. Williamson rebound, tried to put up a shot, got tripped up. Ball's loose on the floor. Forbes got a hand on it. Jump ball, tie up. Ball goes to Tuscola. 3:45 to play here in the second. Inbounds, Williamson. Spin in the lane. Whoa. Puts it up. Whoa, that ball. I don't know if that thing came loose out of her hand. It didn't get tipped. Just a real bad trajectory there. And it'll go out of bounds. Back to North Henderson. 3:32 to go here in the second quarter, first half, I guess. North working left side. Goes to the point, tried to bounce it down into Ebert, and stolen away by Roten, and Ebert in frustration fouls Roten. That'll be the third team foul on North. Second on Ebert. Roten inbounds to Wells. Back to Roten, Wells left side. Ooh, tight pass. That window was pretty narrow, and they tried to hit Williamson in the middle, and a little too far out in front, stolen away by North. Right side, Lida. Ball fake, goes in. Watkins, she'll kick it back out. Ebert jumper for two. 16-13, North in the lead. And Wells almost looked like she wasn't ready for the ball, but comes down with it on the pass in the middle. Forbes, left, right side of the lane. Shot short, no good. Rebounded by Hannah Love. Under three to play here in the first half. Love works left side. Got kind of tripped up there by Roten, I believe. And the foul's going to be called on. Oh, they're going to call that one on
Vesper
Forbes. Thought maybe Roten got the trip, but.
That'd be her first team second.
Gwen the Schick checks in for Samantha Horton now. And Deal will check in for Forbes. I was afraid we were about to have six on the floor here. Ebert to inbound. There go low. Watkins shot too strong. Ebert went up over Roten and knocked it out of bounds. It'll go to Tuscola.
Ebert kind of looked like she was fouled right there, but not called.
Mountaineers going to inbound now. North with that 2-2-1 defense. On the inbound, Roten spins, gets it to Wells. She'll work right sideline. Going to drive all the way. Hung on the rim. No good. Rebound Watkins. Good effort by Julia. Just couldn't get it to go. Love works left. Schick on her defensively for Tuscola. Kicks it out. Ebert now going to drive in the lane. That's about three steps, and we got it. Not sure what the guy up top's looking at. Baseline official got it. 16-13, 2:10 to play here in the first. Schick, long pass, got to be careful. Deal's open, trying to drive, a little slow getting there. Gave North time to get back. Ball tipped back out. Wells, jumper, hangs, won't go.
Man.
Rebound by Love. She'll work to the middle. Kendall got to be careful coming in from behind like that. Left side, Ebert going to take the three. No good. Williamson got a hand on it. But Reese Smith will come down with it and bounces it back in. 18-13, biggest lead of the night for North Henderson. To Deal. Going to have to pull up against Watkins. And just a, The official had a better shot at that pass than Schick. And I think Deal just saw movement and threw it to the movement spot, and that turned out to be official Todd Doolittle, not Gwyneth Schick.
And, you know, here's the thing. A lot of these girls, first conference game of their varsity career.
Of their life.
And they're you know, I know the nerves are going on them right now. So
Hannah Love works left. They go baseline. Reese Smith, turnaround jumper, good. 20-13. Ball stolen away by Love on the inbound. Puts up a shot. No good. Schick got a hand on it, but probably draws the foul here. And that will.
Yes.
Yep. Foul on Gwyneth Schick sends Hannah Love to the line to shoot two.
Her first, team third here in the second quarter.
And North now up by seven. This is the first one. Forbes gets up to check in. And trying to remember who she was supposed to get. Deal will come out for Tuscola. That's Amelia Deal, a freshman. Second one on the way. No good off the back. Williamson got a hand on it. Tipped it to Julia Wells. And as she takes off, a whistle and a foul on Chloe Ebert. But not a bad foul. That's the fourth one for the quarter. So stop Wells probably from a breakaway. And the buzzer goes off and don't know why. Inbound to go low to number 24. That is Lexi Mendez, a junior for Tuscola. She'll kick it back out. Mendez now on the wing. The jumper.
Boom.
Buries it for three. And Lexi, a junior, jacking up the three.
Wow.
Where's she been? 20-15 now. And steal almost by Schick, working on Love. They go low. Watkins tries to go spin with a shot on the left side of the lane, and she'll draw the foul.
And Menendez is going to pick up that foul.
39 seconds to go.
Her first, team fourth.
And the official has to direct Mendez over to the open spot on the top side of the right side of the lane. Ebert will come out. Sarah Love will check in for North. So that three was big. Cut the lead to five. Watkins missed the first one. Second one on the way is good. Niners down by six. 39 to go here in the second quarter. Wells across midcourt. Drives. Puts it up. Banks it in. Just the speed of Julia Wells in handling the ball and getting it down floor. I don't know anybody on the North team that can keep up with that, even Love.
Smart move right there by Schick coming out to Hannah Love like that, forcing her to do something and get up, you know, not be able to listen to the coach.
They go in the middle of the lane. Watkins shot, no good. Rebound Schick, long pass, but picked off by Smith. And Watkins sort of snowboarding back down there at the end of the court, puts it in, 23-17. Schick trying to get it across, picks up her dribble, and the clock's going to hit, and that last pass by Schick there, just ill-advised, should have held on to it. North will take a 23-17 lead going into the locker room. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison Branson Reese back here with you at halftime of the girls game. Mountaineers down 23-17 to the North Henderson Lady Knights, and first night back after a long fall, and
yeah,
got to get back in radio shape now.
Yeah, it's you know, you take a few weeks off and you're like, oh, this is kind of nice, and then all of a sudden you get back into it and you're like, now which commercial are we supposed to, you know, you're trying to get back into that.
And, well, it is our first game back for the 25-26 season, and just to kind of give you some idea of what's coming up, we'll have West Henderson here on the 16th, so that'll be next Tuesday night, West Henderson home. That finishes up a three-game homestand for Tuscola. We'll be on the road next Friday at Smoky Mountain, and that'll be our first road conference game of the season. Then there'll be a Christmas break. Tuscola's going to play in a Christmas tournament at the boys are, I believe, at North Henderson.
Yes.
Don't remember what I saw on the girls' schedule.
They're not going to play one.
And then, interesting, we come back after New Year's with Pisgah as the home opener in 2026. Then not a non-conference game anymore. We'll have Brevard coming in here on January 13th. So the next month, we'll be bringing you five games here before and after the holidays. So, speaking of Brevard in the, 4A?
Yeah.
4A state championship game being held at Lenore Ryan for the first time. Two games there. They're going to play Reidsville, which that's a tough draw.
Very tough draw.
In a state championship game because Reidsville's been in a lot of them and won a lot of them. Them and Shelby are probably the two, I guess, historically,
yes,
most state championship victories in North Carolina. And so Brevard going to have a tough draw against Reidsville on Saturday morning. That game starts at 11 o'clock. Then following that, Murphy will play Tarboro. And, of course, Tarboro was always a tough, usually the Eastern representative in the 1A division. And, of course, they moved up with the reclassification. And so Murphy will have the second game at Lenore Ryan on Saturday afternoon against Tarboro Vikings. And
So really both teams that are from the area, well, excluding, Robbinsville, but, that's two tough draws for local teams right there between Tarboro and Reidsville.
Yeah, that's that's some of the old 1A powers still going at it right there.
Yeah.
So, and, of course, 1A's changed. Obviously, we saw that yesterday with Robbinsville losing 9-8 there late on that field goal by Wilson Prep, which is a charter school. They've only had a football team for about 4 years.
Yeah.
It was only their second trip to the playoffs. And it's kind of like that Corvian community. They've played some teams up here in the playoffs the last couple of years. They're getting pretty good. They're based in Charlotte. And they were a 1A school in Charlotte, which was really wild.
That is kind of crazy. The population down there.
And, of course, Community School of Davidson, they've been around a while. Robbinsville has played them some. But they played Murphy in the third round, I think, because my son worked that game. And so the charter schools – you know, when charter schools first cranked up, they were kind of dominant in basketball and volleyball because that's the kind of sports they could get off the ground quick.
Yeah.
But some of these schools that have been around a while now, they're starting to get football up and going, and it's going to be a different thing to deal with in the 1A ranks as they go forward.
That is true. And you don't know. I mean, they can, I guess, you know, like you said, go to those charter schools and like nothing.
Yep. And, I mean, you get in and – you know, you can live anywhere in the county you want to, and that's one of the drawbacks. Some people, but, you know, some folks say they're getting a better quality education there, too, so we don't know. But we're going to take a break here with about 4:40 to go at halftime. Mountaineers down 23-17. We'll be back with more here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff, the host of Weekend in the Country. Each week, we travel back in time for a countdown of the top 20 songs from a weekend of years gone by. Now, in addition to playing some of your all-time favorite songs, we'll have fun facts about those tunes and about the great country performers of our lifetime, plus a slice of life to help us remember how things were back then. So be sure to join me for every Weekend in the Country.
Saturdays at noon on WPTL.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here live with you on the hill as the Mountaineers down 23-17 in girls basketball to North Henderson. And we were giving you some information about some of the playoff games coming up, state championships tomorrow, but also tonight, or this afternoon actually, Watauga beat Millbrook out of Wake County 47-25. And these notes coming in from Boone right now. They said the number 47 is written all over this championship. They scored 47 points in the game. It's been 47 years wow. since they won their last state championship in 1978. And they scored last week with 47 seconds left when they got the touchdown and winning two-point conversion last Saturday night against Northern Gilbert. So congratulations to the Pioneers of Watauga County winning their second state championship, 47-25 over Millbrook, Middle Creek, which is, I think, in Apex.
Yes.
Which is Wake County School. Well, looking at Tuscola's girls, you got any stats coming in tonight?
I do. And right now, Julie Wells chipping in with 3 points. I have Kendall Williamson with one from the free throw line. Avery Roten with four right now. Vesper Forbes, which I think is going to be a key player for the Lady Mountaineers this year. She's got six in the first half. And then Lexi Mendez coming off the bench and firing that three up right there kind of shocked us at the end of the second.
That was a big kind of icebreaker there because North was getting ready to make a run, and that three-pointer kind of got Tuscola back in it here right before halftime. Well, Julia Wells is our leading scorer so far for the season, averaging 15.2 points per game and also leading with four assists per game. Kendall Williamson, our second leading scorer right now, at a little over 10 points per game. She's also our leading rebounder right now with 9 rebounds per game. And then Vesper Forbes coming in about a point behind with 9 as our third leading scorer. Tuscola is currently 4-2. They beat Owen on Tuesday night, their last game, 57-14. And Owen's girls, you know, I can remember there was a time when Bill Rucker was there. And that was a heck of a girls program in those days. But kind of hard times falling on the War Lassies. And you hate to see that, you know, a team kind of that story all of a sudden kind of going south like that.
And, you know, the two losses for Tuscola are to Anka, you know, and Anka's pretty good this year.
Yeah.
You know, better than what they've been in the last couple, I think, is a strong team.
Well, and the amazing thing about North Henderson, their only win was against Anka.
Yeah.
But it was the first game of the season, and who knows, but Anka lost to them by 4, 64-60, and Anka's currently 8-1 and looking pretty good over there in the MAC. And, of course, Tuscola, they beat Tuscola by 18 and 20. So, you know, opening day jitters for Anka that night, who knows. But we're getting ready to start the second half. And this reminder that Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forga Contracting, Vestas Uniform Services, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage.
Oh, good steal by Julie. Oh, knocked out of bounds. North was passing her around, and Julie did a good job of sticking her hand in, but knocked it out. Goes back to North Henderson.
Ball in now. Motley goes low to Watkins, and that shot will go up. No good. And a foul.
Ash over the back on Kendall.
You're putting that down as her third, but they've not got the right number up.
There we go. Good job, Kendall.
Kendall on the putback.
And I failed to mention Samantha Horton had one point from the free throw line as well.
Actually, I believe that foul was called on Reese Smith. That's her third. Ebert now running the point for West Henderson. North Henderson.
There we go. Got North on a walk.
A little confusing there. Hannah Love was kind of running the offense that first half, but they had Ebert up top. And Roden going to go up the right side. to the lane and kind of got off balance, tried to put up a shot, no good. A follow, she and Watkins will tie up down low, and the arrow stays with Tuscola. Inbound by Wells, tipped out by Motley. Inbound now to Horton. Works right side. Cross-court pass. Wells just to step inside the three-point line. No good. Williamson good with a rebound. Gets it to Roten. Roten looks moved. Going to get double-teamed down on the baseline. Got to get out of there. Gets it to Horton. Working right. Dribbles low. Kicks it back out now to Wells. They'll go low. Nice pass down in the block to Williamson. Going to get tied up as she goes up with the ball. She wanted a foul.
Yeah.
Tied her up with a ball grab. Love now handling the ball for North Henderson. Looking for direction from the bench. They're all pointing to the right corner. I think they wanted Ebert to get out of the way down there on the baseline. Motley now with the ball, works right. Uses the screen. They dump it down to Watkins from the right elbow. The jumper's good. 25-19. Long pass. Roten dumps it low. Forbes got in a bad angle. Put up a shot. No good, but she's fouled.
That was a good job by her, Ben, because she was twisted awkward right there. And he's still able to put something up, but luckily got that foul.
I think she actually was trying to get it down on the other side of the lane down low, and Vesper just happened to be there and got a hand up and came down with the ball.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business? Call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Free throw good by Forbes. It's 25-20. North still with the lead. Wells, Watkins will go around her. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Vesper Forbes. She'll feed it to Williamson. Kendall working the middle of the floor. Goes right side of the lane. Put up a shot, no good. She's fouled.
Oh. Who'd they call that on?
Number two, that's Watkins. That's her third, so. Smith and Watkins now, both with three fouls for North Henderson. Sarah Love will check in for North.
Kendall's free throw was good right there.
Trying to keep Watkins out of foul trouble. Second one no good and rebounded by Hannah Love. She'll work left side. She goes by Schick. Put the shot up and, oh, man.
Wow.
Count the basket. And Schick with a foul as she went up, and that's a freshman mistake right there. If you're going to foul him going to the basket, you got to make sure the shot doesn't go. And so Love will miss the and one, rebounded by Forbes, and we're going to get a reach on the rebound by 21, Sarah Love. And that'll be her third. So the post players for North starting to get in a little bit of foul trouble here, Branson.
Yeah, and, you know, second quarter, there was a lot of fouls on that opposing side.
27-21, Mountaineers down by six. They hit Wells right side, tried to hit Forbes low. Was too strong, went by her, but Williamson picked it up, tried to put up a shot and got fouled. And that foul's on number one. That's Motley. That'll be her third. So four girls now for North with three fouls apiece.
You know, luckily for Tuscola, Julia Wells and Schick only have two apiece, and everybody else has one.
Yeah, things have kind of settled down for Wells. Wells got two early and pretty much had to sit a lot of balance of the first quarter and early into the second. Williamson's free throws are good. It's 27-23. Mountaineers chipping away. 5:08 to play here in the third. Long pass down, Love. Hits Ebert into the lane, gets cut off by Roten. She'll kick it back out. Reese Smith too strong. Rebound by Sarah Love. No good. tipped out to Motley. She'll dribble around up top. Reese Smith works right on Williamson. Ball tipped, picked up by Sarah Love, swings it back out. Hannah Love, top of the key, no good. Williamson, strong rebound, going to get tied up. And I believe,
called a jump ball on that. But it's going to Tuscola.
Roten, inbound to Schick. Left side, little high pass to Wells at midcourt, able to come down with it. Julia, very athletic. Cross country, soccer, basketball. Schick, free throw shot. No good. Rebounded by Love. Out to Motley. She'll work left side, top of the key. Jumper, no good. Williamson up with a hand on it, tips it to Forbes. Forbes tried to feed it to Wells. Julia got to be careful. And she went off in that corner down there towards Coach Pryor's old office.
Wow.
Worried about that one for a minute.
And then popped back out just as fast as she went in.
Illa Ford. Any kind of injury to Wells. Inbound. Mountaineers going to put a little pressure on. Wells got a hand on it. It's loose. Picked up by Reese Smith in the backcourt. They'll go to Love. Feeds Motley in the lane. Schick hustling down. Got a hand on it. Knocked it out of bounds. Motley looking for that open drive down the middle of the lane. And Schick hustling back. Gets the ball. Tips it out. Smith inbounds. Baseline. They go low to Love. Too strong. Rebound Roten. Smith going to reach in and tie up. And that should go to North. Smith inbound and again goes long.
There we go.
Love tipped by Wells with a steal. Going to drive, goes around Love, tried to fake the charge, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll go off of Wells. I don't think the official believed Julia or Roten.
I don't believe her.
Used his own judgment there. Inbounds. Smith gives it to Sarah Love. She'll give it back across midcourt. Hannah Love now working left into the lane. Ball tipped from behind by Schick. It's loose. Picked up by Forbes. Jump ball should go to Tuscola. So the scoring has slowed down. Mountaineers down 27-23, 3:39 to go into third. Wells to inbound, gets it into Schick. Schick.
Off of her foot, dead, Jim.
Went out of bounds, left side as she worked up the lane. So this is the first time we've seen Schick and Wells on the floor together. Inbound now, Motley working to drive baseline and a block call on Schick.
That'll be
her third.
Third. Team second.
And that's a fifth foul. Nope. North's got five. Smith will check out. Watkins back in. Ava Lotta in now. Ball tipped on the inbound by Wells. She'll pick it up and drive. Goes up and around. Motley couldn't get it to go. Motley with a rebound. Feeds to Hannah Love, works left side, gets double team, gets it to Sarah Love. Jumper's going to be off. Rebounded by Lida. It came off, and the official said it went off of her. Nope.
White ball.
We need a Mountaineer to bring the ball. Roten was there and then walked away. So she's back. Inbound to Wells. A little soft pass. Wells will lose it out of bounds.
Golly, bum.
Not a lot of zip on that. So a turnover to North. Inbounded down near the water cooler there. Inbounded, tried to knock it off Wells out of bounds, and she was successful.
Good job by Julie.
So North will move up about 8 feet. Still inbounding baseline. Roten on the ball. They'll get it in. Williamson tipped it, but it went out to Motley. on the wing, drives into the lane, bumps into Wells as she cuts. They'll go to Watkins. She got a step on Kendall Williamson and went around her, and now we're going to get a foul. Coach Sutton wanting a walk call there, not going to get it. Official shakes his head no.
That'll be Kendall's second foul, team third foul.
Watkins to the line to shoot two. Shot, no good. Rebounded Forbes.
Oh.
No, that was not a good throw. Good, not a good outlet at all. Stolen by Motley. She'll drive right side inside the arc. Shot, no good. Rebound Roten. She'll
there
lead
go.
Schick. Schick going to drive. Love coming from behind and blocks. Mountaineers will keep the basketball inbounding at the baseline. Down by six, and we're going to get a timeout. Tuscola. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service.
Not much has happened for Tuscola this third quarter. They're getting the ball down the court, but as soon as we get down there, we're like losing control of it. You know, two times the last couple of minutes, Julie has done that. Got a great steal, got down there, and just sort of tried to rush a shot up, and it was like just trying to draw a foul at the same time.
It's not coming.
And, yeah.
And there's been a few shots. There's been some bad angles taken to the basket. They're driving to the basket, but they got to get a little better angle at it. So 2:42 to go here in the third. North with five fouls here. So any foul for the next two-plus minutes should put Tuscola on the line. Inbound and tried to force it in, and it's stolen away by Sarah Love. Hannah Love will bring it down. Left side of the lane. Watkins tried to spin on Forbes. Couldn't do anything with it. Shot up by Love on the wing. No good. They'll kick it back. Another shot by Love off the back of the rim. Tipped by Sarah Love. Puts it back. No good. And Kendall may – okay. Kendall saved it to Forbes. I thought she should have let it go because it was touched by Watkins.
There we go.
And they feed Wells down, and the basket's good. 29-25. Tuscola still down by four. Right side, Motley. Back to Love. Top of the key. Schick will come out defensively now. So work on Hannah Love. Works left side of the lane. They kick it out in the corner. Lida, way no good. Rebound to Williamson. To Roten. Avery brings it down. Long pass to Wells. Took her off her feet.
Ah.
Tried to drive. Lost the handle. Stolen by Love. She'll feed Motley. No good. Lida with a rebound. Kendall got a hand on it. Shot up Love. No good. Right side rebound. Wells under the basket and going to get tripped up.
Oh!
Oh, no. They said the ball went off of Wells' leg. I thought she got tripped there as she tried to drive up the left side of the lane.
I did, too.
Lida inbound. Motley in the corner. Back to Lida. They push it in down to Watkins. Turnaround. Won't go. Off the rim. Rebound, Kendall Williamson for Tuscola. She'll bring it down. Roten open in the corner. Shot. Too strong. Ava Lida with a rebound and got tipped out of bounds by Wells. So it'll stay with North Henderson. That's, I don't know, sometimes after a dead ball, the buzzer's going off when they turn the clock on. It's freaking the referees out. Motley with it now, left side. Hannah Love, top of the key. Motley jumper going to be short. Lida follows, blocked from behind by Roten. Ball rebounds out, though, to Hannah Love, so North will maintain possession. 43 seconds and counting. Third quarter shot. Lida, no good. She follows her shot, falls backwards, kicks it back to Motley. Love
Man.
Goes low. Watkins spins. Wells, shot up, blocked from behind. Follow by Sarah Love is good. 31-25. Roten inbounds to Schick. Long pass. Wells had Williamson had a hard time. She'll drive left side, able to lay it in. 37-21, 13 seconds in the third quarter. Things are happening now. Motley working right side. Roten out there pushes her towards the corner. 5 seconds and counting. Top of the key. Love, no good. Rebound, Wells needs to hold it. There's the buzzer for the third quarter. Mountaineers down 31-27 as we enter the fourth. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison and Branson Race back here with you as we start the fourth quarter girls basketball action. Mountaineers down 31-27 in that last 2.5 minutes of the third, Branson. Big defensive effort there by Tuscola, started picking up the pace a little bit.
Yeah, and right here I think the fourth quarter they've got to get them in a little bit more foul trouble. Like I said, they've got several girls.
Four
fouls, so they've got to start getting those girls to get those fourth and fifth, get them out. You know, and I think that's going to be the advantage for Tuscola, getting down, you know, and get into those free throws, because that's where your free throws are going to become important for us to get and to draw this a little bit closer.
Of course, North Henderson shot starting not to fall there at the end of the third also, which is of a benefit to Tuscola. They'll start with possession here now in the fourth quarter. Schick in the game defensively. Love will get it across midcourt. They'll go in the corner. Reese Smith, left side. Good for three. Of course, Smith has three fouls. They get in the middle. Williamson working right side of the lane. She'll pull it back. Schick. Right side. They leave Williamson alone. She'll take the jumper. No good. Forbes tips it. Tried to get it back to Wells. Ooh, Schick almost with another foul with the body. Long shot by Wells. No good. Rebound Roten. Kicks it to Williamson. Back to Roten. Baseline wide open. She almost was shocked that nobody was out there on her. She'll drive and put in the little jumper. 34-29. North still in the lead. Schick trying to put some pressure on the ball as they bring it up. Right side now to Ebert. Picks up her dribble. Schick going to defend her. Back out. Love going to take the three. And it's good. All of a sudden, North has found the three-point spot. Up 37-29. Wells, ooh, risky pass to Forbes. Turns around, kicks it to Schick. Schick picks up her dribble. Roten now, top of the key. Goes low. Wells open. Puts a shot. Count it. And she's fouled.
Good play right there by Julie driving in, drawing that foul.
14 is Kennedy Drake for North Henderson, a senior.
And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business? Call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
And Wells' free throw is good. Lady Mountaineers still down by five. 6:45 to go here in the fourth. Ebert, picks up a dribble. Now Love, they'll swing it in the corner. Drake, long shot, no good.
There we
go. Good hustle by Ebert. She tried to save it, got it to Williamson. Ball's loose on the floor now. Feeds it to Forbes. She'll get it to Wells, and we're going to get a reach somewhere in all that mess by North Henderson, by Chloe Ebert. And that's her fourth, so there's the first one to pick up the fourth foul. Down here's down by five, needing another basket. Wells at the point, right side. Roten looks in, kicks it around. Back to Wells, top of the key, swings left. Schick in the corner, Roten. Looks to drive. The runner, no good. Forbes, great rebound. Kicks it out. Wells. Williamson thought about it. Kicks it to Schick. Schick going to put up one. Puts up. Roten.
Yes.
Count it.
Boom. Big play right there. Big basket.
Avery Johnny on the spot. The last two offensive series here on either side of the lane. And the shot's good, and she'll go to the line to shoot one. 6 minutes even to go in the game.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business? Call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Motley and Sarah Love back in the game for North Henderson. Roten for the and one. Won't go. Tipped by Forbes. Couldn't get all the way on it. Watkins will come down with it for North. Love across midcourt. Trying to move it a little quicker now to get away from Schick. Motley, jumper, too flat. Won't go. Rebound Watkins. Won't go. Rebound Wells. Julia brings it down right side. Cut off by Love. Gets around her. Pulls back behind the three.
Boom.
Count it.
Big three. Ties it up.
Coach Sutton going to take a timeout here as we're tied with 5:33 to go. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. And Branson, you can start to kind of feel the momentum turning there late in the third, and it's starting to swing around for Tuscola even more.
Well, you got to think in the mind, the back of the mind of North Henderson, they're like, we're in foul trouble, and we just can't be too aggressive or we're going to be out of this. And it's helping the Mountaineers because they laid off of Julie, it seemed like, right there. Let her have that three, and she shoots it, and big three at the right time.
And that one looked shaky going up. It didn't look like it was going to go in, but it rattled a little and went. So we're tied up at 37, 5:33 to go. We'll have boys basketball action to follow about 10 minutes after this is over. Inbound. Motley with it. Top of the key. Swings it left to Love. Shot. They'll try to go in down high post to Watkins. She'll kick it back out. Ebert going to drive baseline. Cut off. Ball's thrown loose. Going to be out of bounds. Off. Hannah Love.
Another turnover for the Mountaineers. A chance to take the lead right here.
Wells with it, working left side. Got tripped up. Ball's loose on the floor. Man, somebody drugged Julia halfway across the lane right there.
And I guess that jump ball goes to the Mountaineers. And Coach Chambers back out with the
with that square mop thing. So Love will bring it down. A whistle. Timeout going to be called.
Yeah.
Here by North Henderson with 4:47 to go, and we're still tied at 37. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service.
I got to give credit to North Henderson. This is a much improved team than what we saw last year, actually the last couple of years. Coming out of this halftime, 37-37.
North Henderson will actually inbound. They'll go to Motley, top of the key, buries the three, and that's three now they've thrown up here in the second half where nobody really on them. And a steal on the inbound, and just like that, North back up by five. Forbes, Mountaineers getting kind of sloppy here. Tried to hit Forbes, led her a little too long. She tried to tip it back, and it's stolen away by North. Love over to Motley. You got to think now, North might want to milk some clock here.
And that kind of looks like what they're doing right here.
And they go low and try to get it down to Love, and it's stolen away by Avery Roten. Avery will bring it down to right side. She's got a good open shot if she wants it. Banks it high and in. Avery's gotten some good looks at the basket here in the second half.
A lot of open lanes right there underneath it, too, for
Tuscola still down by three. They tried to get Watkins in the lane. It was tipped. Stolen by Wells. She's outnumbered. Going to have to pull it back. Gets it to Schick. Schick, lob to Williamson. Watkins goes to cut her off. Motley going to come in from behind, try to steal, and a hack. And that should be four on Motley, I believe.
That is.
So two with three, two with four now for North Henderson, and that's going to get Reese Smith and Ava Lida in for Ebert and Sarah Love. So some situational substitutions now for North Henderson. Wells looking to inbound baseline, and she knocked it off the leg of Hannah Love to save the possession.
Wow.
3:13 to go.
That was close right there.
Wells inbound to Williamson. Dribbles back out. Ooh, she walked. I saw that one. She drug her pivot foot as she came around off the wing. She tried to hold up on that pass and ended up dragging her back foot. So another turnover to North. Mountaineers down by three. 3 minutes to go. Smith, right side, Love. Hits a cutting. Watkins wide open in the lane and lays it in. Not sure how you miss her, but we did. Wells, right side. Nice pass, Forbes. Banks it in. Mountaineers ran the floor very well that time. 44-41. North still in the lead as we approach 2.5 minutes to go in a game. And Love went around, missed. Ball tipped out. Three-pointer by Reese Smith. That's her second in the second half. Mountaineers down by six. Love, left side slipped, and she's down. Lida, shot up, no good. Rebound, Watkins. We got a tie-up between Forbes and Watkins, jump ball. Wells was on the floor. I think she ran in as she slid, maybe hit her face against the shoulder or elbow of the opponent. I'm sure that stung.
Just a little bit.
Roten gets it in. High lob. Wells, left side, streaking. Lost it in the lane. She kind of banged off Forbes trying to use the screen and got a little too tight. We're going to get a timeout by North Henderson with 2:01 to play in the game. Mountaineers down 47-41. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. And we were so tied up at halftime, we forgot to tell you that it's time for the halftime show. Brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service at great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. That's Papertown Equipment Rental, our halftime sponsor.
Man, Tuscola had it tied 37-37, and all of a sudden, and that was with what, a little over 4 minutes to go?
About 2 minutes ago. Smith, inbounds, five-second call. Nope, got a foul on Motley, and that should be bye-bye for her. That's a player control foul. I've never understood that. A player control foul will not foul you out on the fifth one.
Huh.
So, well, they're taking her out anyway. I don't know if that's a...
Interesting.
That was a period of time where, a player control foul, if you committed a player control foul and it was going to make one and one or make the bonus, it would not put you in the bonus. Never understood that. Wells on the inbound, drives right side, hits Forbes low. She'll kick it out. Chick, ball fake, going to drive. Dumps it off Roten, top of the key. She'll go for the shot, lost the handle. It went off the head. Hannah Love. So a lucky break for the Mountaineers there. Minute 47, down by six. Wells into Schick. Right side, Roten. Williamson, shot up, trying to get it over Watkins. Watkins kind of bellied her out of the way. Lida going to drive it down right side. Roten on her to Smith. Almost lost the handle. Love swings left. Ebert. Williamson comes out on her. Now, north and no. Wells with a steal. Top of the key. She'll drive. Ball fake. Lost the handle. Gets her own rebound. Tried to tip it back. She'll pull it back out. Jumper for
there
two. Timeout. Tuscola with 1:14 to go. Down by four. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service, and Wells got two looks at it down there under the basket, but it was kind of off balance, and really smart play there, finally realizing pressure was coming on her to pull it back out and reset. Got the little two-point jumper inside the arc, and I believe that is Tuscola's third timeout. With a minute 14 to play, down by four.
Good thing is, if you look at the fouls right now, Tuscola's done a really good job here in the fourth quarter not to draw any fouls.
Definitely.
With North with five.
And with some girls in foul trouble. They got one more on the floor with four. They've got two with three. So need to take it to them and try to draw some more. Inbound, long pass. Ebert kicks it back, picked up by Schick. She'll drive to Wells in the lane. Shot up, hangs, and count the basket. And she was fouled. So she will go to the line for the and one. Chance to cut this lead to one for North Henderson. Wells, free throw, no good. Too strong. Got to be Nash.
Her
third. You got to look at it this way, though. She had two early, and to now just pick up her third with a minute to go, roughly, in the fourth quarter is pretty good.
Very good.
So Smith now to inbound, and we're going to get a whistle on the far side and a.
Oh, wow.
Pushing foul on Ava Lida on Roten, I believe. So now that's going to get Lida out of the game with her third. And number 15, Ava Staten, will check in for North Henderson. So Mountaineers get the basketball, inbound and baseline. Gets it to Forbes, shot. Got a whistle and a timeout before the inbounds by Coach Sutton. And I believe that's his fourth. Wait a minute. That's right. Wells missed the free throw. So Mountaineers down by two with a minute six to go. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. So we'll reset the inbound there at the baseline as Coach Sutton got the timeout before the shot by Forbes, or before the inbound pass, really. So an opportunity to tie or possibly take the lead here. But this has turned into a tight ball game.
Yeah, Tuscola's done a good job scratching and clawing to get back in this. You know, with it tied, you know, at a little over 4 minutes to go, and then all of a sudden go down five points just like that, you know, and then to claw it back within two. And with a minute to
you know,
go.
Key game for the Lady Mountaineers. It's their first conference game. They want to get off to a good start. And particularly, you want to win the conference games at home. I mean, you can understand dropping one on the road, but you got to try to win them all at home when you can.
Yeah.
So Avery Roten now will inbound for Tuscola. We'll see what Coach Sutton drew up. Forbes open, couldn't get it to her. And tried to force it down into Williamson, and Watkins will kick it out. So the Mountaineers will inbound on the other side of the basket, and Wills is going to take over on the inbound. Because Forbes got open there, but Roten couldn't get it to her. Inbound now to Roten in the corner. She's tied up, going to dribble, splits defenders. The runner goes. We are tied at 47. Under a minute to go now. Hannah Love brings it down, and a timeout going to be called by North Henderson. Coach Kevin Rhodes.
Now that right there was a big shot by Avery Roten, because come running in like that, and it looked like she was just trying to get something up, maybe draw a foul, but it went in. We'll take it.
Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Tied at 47, 51.8 to go. Motley on the bench for North with what we think is her fifth foul. A little disagreement with the officials on that one. As one official said, it was a player control foul, and that didn't foul her out, but it either did or the coach pulled her anyway, which I would almost have to say it was a foul out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have pulled her in this situation. So North Henderson will side out here right near the scorer's table on the Tuscola offensive end of the floor. Smith inbounds it to Hannah Love. Wells will pick up the defensive assignment on Love. Ava Staten works right side, and a foul by Avery Roten trying to pick her pocket. Her first, only the team's second foul, so not really a bad one now with 42 seconds to go. Inbound, and Wells got to be careful. Into the corner. Staten's jumper no good. Shot and a whistle.
Avery blocked it but went out of bounds. So back to North Henderson right here.
Ball on the inbound, rolls out.
That's Tuscola
went
ball.
Off the foot of Watkins. She thought it went off a Mountaineer. She tried to box everybody out from the ball, and it went off her. If that was a fake, it was a bad one.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. But the pass came in very low anyways.
Went off the foot. So Wells will bring it across midcourt for Tuscola. Under 30 to play. Trying to hit Schick low. Tough spot.
Hey!
Goes in. Oh, my goodness.
What
the freshman.
Shot.
Mountaineers up by two. 17 seconds. A whistle and a timeout. North Henderson bench. 16 and a half to go. Schick off balance. A freshman. Probably the smallest player on the floor. Got an open look. It hung on the rim and went.
Smallest player on the court. Biggest shot of her
varsity very
career.
Early high school career.
First 2 points of the game, and no better time than right then.
Don't forget, we'll have boys basketball action to follow here at about 10 minutes after this one is over. Right now, Mountaineers now up by two, 16 and a half to go. Mountaineers in good shape on fouls, only two, so they've got two more to give before North will go to the line, as long as it's not a shooting foul.
Like I said, great job by the Mountaineers clawing back into this and taking the lead this late in the game.
Now just got to play good, smart defense. Don't give them that open look outside the arc like they've been getting starting in the third quarter. So the inbound will come near the timeline on the North Henderson side, near their bench. Reese Smith to inbound for North Henderson. Started to get it in to Staten, holds up. Gets it, actually got it into State and back to Smith. The jumper, no good. Rebound Wells. And she can hold it now. Draw the foul. She's in the backcourt, and we will get the foul on Ava Lida. Her fourth with 7.7 seconds to go. And Wells to the line to shoot two with a chance to salt this one away. On the way, and it's good. Wells' second shot is good. 51-47. Coach Sutton waves, stay away, don't foul. And a timeout with North Henderson. Uh-oh. A little too much runoff. And we're going to get some time set back on the clock, I believe. North took a timeout. Well, they got a question about the clock. North Henderson took a timeout. It looked to me like about 6/10 of a second went off that shouldn't have, but from 6.7 to 6.1, but the official came over, and now it's sitting on 5.7. And that appears to be what we're going to go with here is 5.7 seconds to go. And North with the timeout. Mountaineers up by 4, 51-47. Hannah Love will inbound. Wells on the defense. Looking to get it in. And they get it in high to Ava Staten. The jumper for three is good. They'll get it inbound to Wells, and that'll do it. Mountaineers win 51-50. Great comeback by the Tuscola Mountaineers.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
This reminder that Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forga Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Great comeback by the Lady Mountaineers with a 51-50. That last shot by North Henderson at the buzzer was good, which pushed the final score to 51-50. Great effort tonight by Julia Wells. Got two fouls early. Kind of had to sit down in the first half. Able to come back and lead a charge after Mountaineers had gotten down early in the fourth by about six. But that bucket by freshman point guard Gwyneth Schick down there low in the land of the Giants. And Gwyneth is not a very large girl by any means. And got an open look, and it hung on the rim, but it went in, and that put the Mountaineers ahead. And then Julia Wells icing it at the free throw line with two free throws to cinch the first conference win of the 25-26 season, 51-50. This reminder that Tuscola On Demand, if you've missed any of the Mountaineer basketball or football games, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2025 football season that Branson and Mark did, and it's also will be up to date on basketball games, so be sure and check that out. That's Tuscola On Demand. Tuscola Sports has been honoring Tuscola athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long, and they've been doing that now for 10 years. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the sports tab, choose Tuscola Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as these new players are added after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. Boys basketball action to follow here in about 7 minutes as we take on the North Henderson Knights. And, you know, Branson, North Henderson, Henderson County in general, basketball, boys basketball in Henderson County has been very good for the last, consistently for like the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, and you look at it, you know, and it's, I think Hendersonville's undefeated, or the may have one loss. The boys, so all over Henderson County, they got a lot of good basketball.
And
teams.
It's, you know, and we've yet to see, you know, East Henderson, you know, I think Caden Brewer graduated, but there was
a
younger brother still there. And I don't think there's going to be much drop off at East. North's been strong for a while, and they've lost some quite a bit of talent, some names we have recognized over the years. And of course, North became kind of a force back when Landon Henley was playing for us. They were tough. North Buncombe was tough. West kind of peaked and dropped off, but they've started kind of making a comeback. So just it's hard to believe that four high schools have, I don't know if it's their feeder programs or what they're doing over there, but the basketball has become very strong in Henderson County.
It has, and I know, you know, over at Borg Warner where I work, there's a guy that comes through that does the carpets and gets talking. I've got to know him pretty well, and he's a coach over at Hendersonville, and we were talking, you know, a week before last about how, you know, Hendersonville basketball, and of course the Bearcats are really good this year. I think already them and East Henderson have split, if I'm not mistaken, on their 1-1 game. So both of those are strong, and like you said, West Henderson really good. Of course, you know, when they had that run of that, you know, you call it generational talent that come through the last couple of years with Truett Manuel and all that bunch and everything.
Bryce kid. You think about him.
But they struggle a little bit, but they're still pretty good over there.
Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll give you more about North Henderson and Tuscola boys basketball right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628, and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed. Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628, and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back with you here on the hill playing North Henderson tonight. Girls win tonight in an exciting 51-50
man
clincher.
And listen, you can't be 2-0 in the conference unless you're 1-0, and they got the 1-0
got
start
the,
so
they,
far.
They got off to the great start. North Henderson boys come in tonight. They're currently 6-1. Head coach Justin Parrish has been the head coach there since 2014. He's a North grad, was an assistant there for 7 years before that. Their only loss so far is a 77-72 loss to Hendersonville on December the 2nd, but they beat Hendersonville at Hendersonville 72-70 back on November 25th. And that's the thing about Henderson County. All four schools, football, baseball, basketball, they all play each other.
Right.
And it, and really it's a big help to them in football because they can pretty much run their whole non-conference schedule and never leave the county.
Right.
Basketball
right.
a little different, but still good to have some close rivalries there amongst each other. They beat Pickens County their last game on Tuesday night of South Carolina at Pickens, 69-40. Their leading scorer right now is senior Titus Moore. He's averaging 19.2 points per game. He's also second with 6.5 rebounds a game. Braden Hudson, he's been around a while. He's averaging, he's their second leading scorer, averaging 15.6. He's their leading rebounder with just a little over 9 per game. And then Jameer Patel coming in tonight, averaging almost 12.5 points per game. He's also the assist leader with 4.6 assists. Tuscola with 8 seniors on this squad this year, although 4, it's their first time being on varsity.
Right.
Got Jet Bartley, Massey, Shenard, and Ferguson coming back and with significant playing time or starting from last year. Shenard right now the leading scorer for Tuscola, averaging 20 points per game. Bryce Ferguson coming in with 15.8. He's also the assist leader with 2.6. Stonewall Strickland, a senior but new to varsity basketball at Tuscola, is averaging 9.7 points per game. And Jet Bartley, who was a strong rebounder last year, coming in right now averaging 8.8. And Jet, also I know Coach Messer wanted him to contribute more from the floor scoring this year. Jet, always a strong rebounder, but always had a little foul trouble.
Yeah, always seemed to, and it may be those long arms. I mean, because he does have some very long arms, but does an excellent job at what he does. Of course, I saw Sam Callaway on the roster as well. Didn't play last year. He's a senior this year coming in playing, so looking to see if he gets some playing time this year. Excited for him for sure. And, of course, one that we know that's coming up and played the JV game, Hayden Setcher. I've seen it, he's gotten some little bit of playing time as well, sort of getting him used to the varsity action as well.
Well, starting for the Mountaineers tonight will be Stonewall Strickland. Number 3, a senior guard. Gavin Shenard, senior guard, number 5. Number 10, Anthony Massey, another senior at forward. Bryce Ferguson, senior guard, number 12. And Jet Bartley, senior forward for the Mountaineers. Starting for North Henderson, we've got number 24, Will Paris. Number 41, Brayton Hudson. He's just a junior. I swear he's been there forever. Titus Moore, number 3, their leading scorer, 6'5" forward. Luke Hill, senior forward at 6'5". So a lot of height.
Yeah, because Hudson, it's funny you mention that. He has been one of those that he's been around. He's going to be one of those that we thought has been around for 15 years. But he's also an excellent football player. I used to work with his dad, so.
And then the other starter tonight, senior Jameer Patel for North Henderson. Mountaineers will control the tap. Long shot by Shenard. A rebounded by Luke Hill for North Henderson. And we're going to get a double dribble in the backcourt by Hill as he tried to bring the ball up after the rebound.
Yeah, got tangled up on his, looks like on his body right there trying to get it bounced.
So Mountaineers with a chance. Just started here, 15 seconds in. And we're going to get a whistle as Stonewall Strickland tried to make a move and drive, and he's fouled by Titus Moore, so that's big. Early foul on their leading scorer. Massey gives over to Bartley, left side, Bryce Ferguson. Ian Patel will bump and get it to Chouinard. He'll lose the handle, picks it back up, works left side. Chouinard going to drive baseline, blocked by Braden Hudson.
Well, the ball going to stay with the Mountaineers, come off of Luke Hill.
So Chouinard with the inbound, Hill on the defense. They'll get it. Ferguson, head fake, shot, no good. May have been partially blocked by Patel. Ball tipped out of bounds by Will Paris.
Kind of looked like Bryce might have got hit on the arm right there as he went up. Didn't get called.
Ferguson into Bartley. Ferguson going to try to post up on Patel low. They'll swing it back around. Massey, ball fake. Bryce Ferguson now, left side, behind the back, goes in the lane, shot, runner won't go, but a foul. That's going to go on Jameer Patel, his first foul, team second. Ferguson will go to the line to shoot two.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL, looking to grow your business. Call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576. There we go. Getting on the board here, Bryce Ferguson.
Mountaineers will take a 1-0 lead. We've paid 56 seconds. Bryce and Hill stepped in the lane and stepped back out. Missed the shot, rebound by Massey. Feeds to Ferguson, tipped out of bounds by Patel. All the action so far has been down on the Tuscola end since the opening tip. We've played 1:02. Inbound to Strickland. Tried to drive baseline, lost the handle. Picked up by Braden Hudson. He'll give it over to Patel. Mountaineers with a 1-0 lead. Hudson. Up top, Paris going to drive the lane. Lost the handle as he bumped up against Chouinard. Ball went off Chouinard.
Huh.
Interesting.
Patel
to inbound. Steps and kicked out by, I think it went off the back of Strickland's foot. Hudson is just huge.
He's a big youngin'.
6'7". Inbounds now. Patel goes high to Luke Hill.
And moves well, too.
Yes, he does. Right side to Moore. He'll feed Patel, driving the lane. Misses the layup. Rebound by Hill. And a shot will go. And a foul going to go on Bartley. And the Mountaineers give up a lot of size, both height and girth, to North Henderson. And that's going to be a trouble tonight. And that'll be my key to the game. And the key to the game is sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage, 648-5656. Mountaineers have got to try to keep control of the basketball and milk the clock as much as they can. Chouinard will lose the handle, stolen by Paris. Patel drives left side, good. 4-1 lead as we go under six. Strickland across midcourt, going to get double teamed as he crosses, trips, loses the handle. Stolen by Hill. He'll feed to Paris, lays it in. 6-1. Inbound, Strickland. Over to Bryce Ferguson. Right side, Chouinard going to take the three. Rolls off, won't go. Bartley tried to tip it. Couldn't get a handle on it. Hill comes down with the rebound. He'll feed to Paris, working left side. Feeds Hill, right wing. Top of the key, Titus Moore, the jumper for three. 9-1. Coach Messer going to take a timeout at 5:08 here in the first. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. And as I said in my key to the game there, that first almost 2 minutes, Tuscola kept the ball on the offensive end. They didn't score, or they scored one on the free throw line, but North Henderson wasn't getting any looks and wasn't getting the ball. But
yeah,
as things have loosened up, North starting to mash on the gas pedal a little bit.
Yeah, after that, like you said, they stayed down this end of the court. Now all of a sudden they've taken a run and sort of taken off right there. That was a good time for a timeout by Coach Messer.
Chenard on the inbound trying to feed it to Massey. We're going to get a whistle inside, and that foul on number one, Ezekiel Ibarra, junior guard for North Henderson. His first, team third. Ferguson, long pass to Chenard. Couldn't get a handle on it. Picked off by Patel. Ibarra will bring it down the right side. Dish it off top of the key to Patel. Kicks it right side. Number 22, that's Cameron Case, drives. And the basket's good. 11-1. Mountaineers down by 10. Bryce brings it down to midcourt. Feeds it over to Lawner. James Lawner, double zero. They'll kick it back out to Bryce Ferguson. Start the offense. Lawner, left side, outside the three. Won't go. Tip back. Picked up by Ibarra. He'll drive left side. Reverse layup over Ferguson is good. 13-1. 4:24 to go here in the first. Bryce will get it across midcourt. Right side, Strickland. Works top of the key to Lawner. Right side, and we're going to get a whistle.
And
a hold on number
Hudson.
41. That's Braden Hudson. His first, fourth team foul, so Tuscola might get a chance here at the bonus pretty soon. Inside on the pass, nice. Strickland right side of the lane on the entry pass by Bryce Ferguson, 13-3. We go under four to play here in the first. Ibarra, right side. Case's jumper no good. Rebound kicked out to Chenard. Spin around Paris, won't go. Off the rim, Massey and Case going to tie up on the rebound, jump ball. Case kind of acted like he wanted to make an issue about the tie up.
Yeah.
Coach Paris called him off. Ibarra over the right side to Case. They'll go low. Hudson, he'll feed a cutting Case. Can't hit the shot, but gets his own rebound. Tries to lay it in. Hung on the rim for a little bit and finally went in. 15-3. And Patel tried to get a steal on the inbound. It'll go off of him. So Chenard will step to the side there in front of the Tuscola student section, which is on the opposite end of where it was the last few years. Strickland, left side of the lane. The runner off the rim. Excuse me, the backboard is good. So use the glass,
you know,
to success.
Where's Strickland been? You know,
I don't know. I don't know if he's moved here or was hidden. Chenard on the inbound. Mountaineers down 18-5. They'll go into corner to Massey. We got a whistle, and he stepped out of bounds when he stepped back to take the jumper. And Coach Sutton just stopping by to
that's a happy man right
express
there.
Express
oh, man.
Glad tidings of great joy. As the girls pulled out a squeaker, 51-50. Which is a heck of a Van Halen album, by the way. Patel, left side. Goes low. Paris hammered from behind as he went up. Let's see if it's on Massey or Strickland.
I'm kind of curious to talk to some admins up here, because We have the student section over there, but is this another, like, underclassmen student section over here? We've got a bunch standing up. And,
I think that's the North Henderson Travels. They're wearing purple. I don't think they're our people. I think they're their people.
Well, and we've switched sides with the benches, too, so you're probably correct. Right
I'm
there.
Totally confused anymore. Oh, this is where we used to sit.
Yeah.
But we're still in the wrong locker room. 19-5. Bryce on a long inbound pass, and Paris will lose it out of bounds. And we've got one festive Tuscola student dressed as a Christmas tree.
And I believe he was doing TikTok videos because he interviewed my wife.
Uh-oh, stolen on the inbound by Ibarra. Ezekiel Ibarra, a junior. He's been around a while, too, it seems like. Up 21-5 now for North Henderson. Ball, spin move. Strickland throws it up off the top of the backboard, and he's fouled. And he'll get two shots, according to the official.
And these free throws are sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business? Call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Strickland's first rolls off. No good. We're going to have to get him on the radio. I got to find out what this stonewall is about, too. Second one is good. 21-6, 2:17 to go here in the first. Mountaineers down. Ibarra will bring it across. Hands it off to Patel. Kicks it out. North moving the ball quickly in the corner. Case won't go. Air ball.
Oh.
Ferguson got a hand on it. It rolled back to Hudson. Ibarra, jumper, short. Hudson. Just,
wow.
He's just so much bigger and taller than anybody out there. He just sort of reaches over him and comes down with a rebound. And after that, there's going to be a foul on number three, and that's Stonewall Strickland.
That should be his first, team third.
Hudson to the line. I don't know how you could foul someone that big. Did he play football?
Yes, he did.
Okay. I would hope. Is he a tackle or a tight end?
A tackle.
Need to see what kind of hands he's got.
Good to see James Lawner, another one of those kids that played a couple years ago down the JVs, didn't play last year, come back out. You know, got to get these athletes out. And credit
Coach Messer.
Coach Messer going to the hallways and pulling those kids.
Which we've not really talked about that. Coach Nathan Messer is back at Tuscola after, 4 years out?
Yes.
Shot up, no good by Ferguson. Got bodies on the floor, and we're going to have a walk as Braden Hudson rolled back after he wrested the ball away. Sam Callaway in the game, as Branson mentioned earlier. Also number four, Chase Perkins in the game for Tuscola. And Bryce Ferguson doing double duty, going to pick up the floor wipey sticky thing and save Coach Chambers the trouble of coming all the way down from the other end.
I think he appreciates that, too.
Good leadership by senior captain Bryce Ferguson. Bryce now going to inbound. Chouinard, quick shot, won't go. Rebound by Case, but he'll get fouled. Little bump out of bounds there on the rebound by Sam Callaway.
Sam's first, team fourth here in the first quarter.
Well, it was moving along, and now it's kind of bogging a little bit. Minute 36 and counting. Ibarra gets it across. Goes in high post to Hudson. Turns around. He'll take the 17-footer off the front of the rim. Paris follows with a rebound. Tipped out of bounds by Chouinard. So Case will inbound baseline. Gets it down into Hudson. Working on Callaway. Ball stolen. Picked up by Ferguson. Hits the floor, kicks it over to Strickland, able to save it, but then Strickland got bumped, lost the handle, and then he'll run into Luke Hill for the block. It's Strickland trying to show the arm, his arms to the official, and Coach Messer about all the damage done by Luke Hill and on the loose ball there, and officials. And now one of the other officials will step over and have a conversation. And Luke Hill's first free throw is heavy.
Stonewall going to take a break right here with two fouls.
Titus Moore back in the game now for North Henderson. Luke's second free throw rolls and in. 24-6, minute 13 to go here in the first. Ferguson motioning for Launer to, ooh, a little close to the midcourt line. Ferguson saves it. They get it to Launer on the wing. Double team. Hits Callaway baseline, but it took him away from the basket. Callaway now, and he'll get called for the walk as he went into the lane. Took a little hoppy step. Turnover to North with 55.1 to go. Ibarra calls the play, top of the key, looks left, swings it over to Case in the corner. High post, Luke Hill. Callaway pushing him away from the basket best he can. Right side, Ibarra, head fake, drives the lane. Little hook pass down low to Paris. Paris cut off by Launer, spins it out, kicks it out, and a shot by Moore is good. 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Chouinard going to get double teamed, and a reach and a grab by Titus Moore. And Titus Moore, the senior, looks at the official and goes, "Do you not know I'm the leading scorer for this team? You can't do that."
That's going to put Chouinard on the line here, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business? Call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
How dare you call that foul on me? I'm a star. Chouinard to the line. First one good. I believe that's his first point of the night.
You are correct, sir.
Got the ball. Second one. Jaden Gunner up off the bench for North Henderson to check in. He'll give Titus Moore a break. Second free throw is good by Chouinard. It's 26-8. Clock running with 9 seconds and count. Ibarra going to look to work left over in the corner to Gunner. No good. Rebound by Callaway, and the Mountaineers will hold the ball at the buzzer. Down 26-8 at the end of the first. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese here on the Hill. Mountaineers down 26-8 as we start the second quarter with possession of the basketball. Jihal Patel in for Tuscola, gets it over to Ferguson. Ferguson tried to feed it back. It's stolen by Jameer Patel. He'll try to lay it in. No good. Chenard brings it down for Tuscola. Drive is no good. We're going to get a whistle and I think a foul. On number one, that is Ezekiel Ibarra. Send Chenard to the line. Shooting two. First free throw is good. Second one on the way. Rattles out. Rebound Hill. Bartley back in the game for Tuscola also. Ibarra brings it down, hands it off. Patel kicks it out. Luke Hill, jumper outside the arc, no good. Hudson got a hand on it, tipped it out to Patel. Misses. Luke Hill with a rebound. They'll kick it left side. Paris feeds Hill, reverse layup, good. 28-9. Ferguson, Chenard back to Ferguson. Still got to get it across midcourt. Bryce will do it. Corner, Massey, ball fake, drives baseline, tried to dish it down to Bartley. Stolen away by Jameer Patel. Ibarra to Hill in the lane, ball fake, tried to feed Hudson low. He stumbles around all over the place, finally comes down with it. Partially blocked on the shot by Bartley.
Good defense Chenard. Right there by Bartley.
Chenard brings it down, and he's going to get a carry as he drove into the lane. Chase Perkins will check back in for Bartley. Of course, Bartley coming in off a second-round playoff appearance, getting some breaks here, still not maybe in basketball shape. Jameer Patel going to handle the ball. They'll get it down low to Hill. Top, actually on the left elbow there. He's going to spin, and I think we got a three-second call on Paris in the lane for North Henderson. So that's 2 3-second calls we've seen tonight at the varsity level. Chenard going to drive, kick it out. Patel pulls up. The runner won't go.
Ah.
Chase Perkins got down there low, tried to rebound, lost the handle, went out of bounds, back to the Knights. 28-9. North Henderson in the lead. Patel, right side, Ibarra. Looked at Hudson down in the corner, trying to back Massey down. Ibarra, now they got Hudson low, and he'll trip, and he'll walk as he bumped into Massey. And just a heck of an effort defensively by Tuscola, because these guys are outweighed and out-talled by quite a bit of that front line by North Henderson. But
well, good job by Massey right there, because Hudson was trying to use him to, you know, to post off of him. He just backed off and he fell and got that turnover.
So smart move there by Massey. Bryce gets it into Chenard. They got some pressure in the backcourt. Moore. Long pass to Patel. Layup good around Hudson. Good job by Patel. Jahal Patel. We got Jahal Patel for Tuscola and Jameer Patel for North Henderson. So I'm about to be real careful. Hudson, ball fake, trying to spin move on Massey. Puts the shot up, won't go, hung on the rim. Tipped out of bounds by Hudson, trying to follow his shot. Inbounds to Perkins. Bryce Ferguson to Patel. Ferguson, there was a reach by Ibarra, and then finally they don't call the slap in the face in the front, but then we'll get the reach from behind. Ooh, third foul on Ibarra.
Wow.
And he'll come out. And Cameron Case will actually, Titus Moore will check back in.
His third, team second here in the second quarter.
Ferguson inbound in the corner. Patel going to drive, pick up his dribble on the baseline. Skips it out, tried to get it to Shenard, but intercepted by Jameer Patel. And he'll lay it in. It's 30-11. We go under 5 minutes here in the half. Ferguson gets it across midcourt. Working on Patel. Tried to split. Dishes off to Shenard. Shenard's three is good. 30-14. 4:40 to go here in the half. Jameer Patel brings it up for North. Over to Case. Surveys the floor. Right side, Hill. I don't know that Hill's come out of the Hill and Hudson have not come out of the game that I know of, which is rare for big men.
Right.
Hill.
Wow.
Shoots the three.
Wow.
Just to the right of the top of the key, and it's good. 33-14. Left side, Patel looks, gives it to Shenard, head fake. Working on Hill, spin move, lane, puts it up, blocked from behind by Luke Hill. James Lawner will check in for Tuscola. Jaha Patel will check out. Ferguson trying to inbound baseline, gets it to Lawner. Working on Case, he'll kick it behind. Ferguson from the right corner for three. Ferguson. 33-17. Jameer Patel is going to pull it back. They'll go down low block. Hudson working on Massey again. Gets it over. Misses the shot. Followed by Moore. Won't go. Hudson gets a rebound. Brings it down. Massey trying to get the steal. He'll tip it to Ferguson. Excellent defensive effort there by Anthony Massey.
Great takeaway by the Mountaineers.
Left side. Three-pointer. Shenard won't go. Rebound. Massey. Tried to pass it to Lawner. Patel quickly cut in and got the steal in the layup. Long pass down to Shenard. He lost it on the sideline. A little too much hurry-scurry there for the Mountaineers. Down 35-17, 3:10 to go first half.
Got to be careful throwing a ball that far down there because you will put a little bit of spin on it and cause it to curve out of bounds, and I think that's what happened when it hit. It got that bounce that we did not want.
Case will inbound to Patel. Bring it up top. Works left side of the lane. Went to dish it off. It was stolen. Picked up by Lawner. He'll get it to Ferguson. Cross midcourt. Working on Patel. Got tripped up there by Case. Got it over to Bartley before he hit the ground. Lawner in the corner. Shenard. Moore out there on him. He'll drive. Gets by him. Puts it up. Bump from behind. No call. Shenard went up, Moore got him from behind and threw the shot off. And North with the rebound. Moore feeds Case, drives the lane, puts it up, won't go, but a foul inside. I believe that's probably going to go on Bartley.
Yeah, they're going to call that on James.
Call it on Lawner. His first.
His first team first here in the second quarter.
2:28 to go. Pretty far along before we hit three fouls in the quarter. Case's first free throw good. Second one on the way. 37-17. North lead now by 20. Shenard going to stop at midcourt. Ferguson will come up, get the ball, kick it back. Now to Lawner in the corner. Ferguson, top of the key, going to be short. Believe it got tipped by Moore on the way up.
Luckily got tipped out of bounds by a North player right there.
Bryce Ferguson to inbound. Trying to get it to Bartley.
What?
Put it over the stanchion. Interesting tactic. They go to Massey, top of the key. He'll try to feed Ferguson in the lane. And they're going to call a foul.
I think that's going to be on Patel.
On Jameer Patel for North Henderson. And that'll be his second. So he'll come out. Jaden Gunner will report in for North Henderson. Mountaineers will inbound. That's a third team foul to Lawner in the lane. Fadeaway won't go. And Bartley hustling, trying to get the rebound and beat Case to the ball, but he lost it out of bounds. 2 minutes to go here in the half. Case looking to the sideline for instruction. Left side. Paris down to Hudson. They'll skip it to corner. Case right side. Off the far side of the rim. Won't go. Great rebound by Moore. Partially blocked on the putback by Bartley. Ball bouncing around in the lane. Moore's on the floor, and it'll go out of bounds off Jet Bartley. North got three or four shots at the basket there. Couldn't get it to go.
Yeah.
Gunner inbound. Moore swings it quickly to Case. Right side. Good screen. Gunner rattles out. Won't go. Would have been three if it had went. Rebound Anthony Massey for the Mountaineers. Minute 25 in the half. Ferguson, Chouinard, head fake top of the key, dribbles in, comes back out. Massey, ball fake, working left side in the lane. Too strong off the top of the backboard. We're going to whistle. Hudson got the rebound and it got hacked by Bartley. So Callaway will spell Bartley with only his second foul, minute 13 to go in the first half.
Bartley's second foul, second team foul this quarter.
Case over to Paris, working on the screen, high post by Hudson. They'll kick it down to Moore. Low, Paris spin move in the left side of the lane is good. We go under a minute. 39-17. North in the lead. Ferguson calling for the troops to come back and help him, and Lawner almost lost the handle. Puts a high pass up. Ferguson able to jump and get it. Ferguson can sky.
He can jump really well. Got some good ups.
He'll get fouled. Fourth team foul on North, so Ferguson will side out in front of the North Henderson bench. Trevor Hill will check in for North. Tadis Moore will check out. Ferguson. Inbounds to Chouinard, top of the key. He'll take the jumper. Off the front, won't go. Tipped out of bounds, though, by Case. So the Mountaineers will keep possession and inbound underneath their own basket. Gets it into Chouinard on the corner. Top of the key. Lawner takes the jumper. Won't go. Had a good look. Couldn't get it to fall. Paris brings it down left side, gets by Lawner, goes around Ferguson, hangs in the air, and puts it in. 22 seconds and counting. Ferguson trying to hit Callaway. Spin move. Oh, it does go. It hung. Looked like it was going to roll out and tip back in.
Good 10 job seconds by Sam.
10 seconds to go. 41-19, Mountaineers down. Case working right side. Over to Hill. He'll dump it to Case. The jumper from Case to the right wing is no good at the buzzer. Founders down 41-19 at halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication.
Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your home for Mountaineer sports.
It's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Julia Wells. The holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes? With 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Julia, heck of a game. 16 points. Down, got down by six there in the second half. You got a little foul trouble in the first half, too.
Yes, sir, I did. I got a little nervous there for a second because I was like, ooh, two fouls in the first few minutes. I was like, that's not very good. And I had a rough first half, but we came back as a team.
Good job, good effort. And here's the thing. Gwen Schick, smallest kid on the floor of both teams. Johnny on the spot down there. Got an open look at the basket on that rebound, able to put it back, and it goes. You've been through this. You started as a freshman. What's it like for her to get that shot to tie the game in her first conference game in her life?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I was in that position, and I saw her open. I was like, I'm feeding it to her. Like, I could trust her down there. She was open. I was like, she's going to make this. I got it to her. She did a little backup dribble and then just made it in. And I was so excited for her. Like, that is amazing.
And, of course,
and I'm so proud of her.
She got the basket to get the lead. You clinched it, salted it away there, hit those two big free throws there at the end because they made that last bucket there at the buzzer to make it 51-50. That four-point lead was so crucial to get your first conference win of the season. So that's got to really help you and your teammates going forward to get that first conference win under your belt, especially at home.
Yes, of course. Like, the momentum and just, like, feeling that, like, pressure that we had. Like, we were down and then we came back. I think it was important for us to have a game like this to show the girls, like, we can do it. Like, we have the fire and the grit to, like, get through these games. And we showed them. And I'm proud of every single one of the girls.
Great effort. Admittedly, a little thin on the bench this year. How's the conditioning? I know you run cross country, so you stay in shape, but how's the conditioning been so far? I've been to a couple of games, but this is our first broadcast of the season. So what did y'all do to kind of get yourselves ready in the sense of we're going to be a little thin, we don't have a lot of help sitting there on the bench, so we got to be able to stay in games. What have you done to kind of stay in shape?
Well, Coach Heath definitely pushes us during practices. We do a lot of full court stuff to kind of get that, like, game-like experience. And a lot of the freshmen have a lot of energy. So it's really good to have them with some of the upperclassmen who can just, like, push it down the court. And they'll always go down the court as fast as they can. Like,
yeah, freshmen are like puppies. I don't know if you've ever seen a group of puppies. But puppies tend to, like, just run and yip and yap and go. And,
yeah.
But they've got, like you said, they've got a lot of energy. And that energy is going to be real crucial this year as we move in to the conference season. Now we've got we got West Henderson coming in. We got one more home game coming up on Tuesday.
Yes.
Then we go on our first road conference game to Smoky on Friday. There's been some great games the last couple of years between you guys and Smoky. What are we looking forward to next week in regards to the games coming up?
We're just looking at the next game. The next game is the most important one, and that's what we've been saying as a team. Next play, we're gonna do our best. We're gonna give it all we got. I think the first half of this game didn't show who we were. I think the last quarter definitely showed, like, how we play. I think we were playing down to their level a little bit. And so if we can just continue to play like that fourth quarter, I think we have a shot at beating some of these teams.
And that's a big improvement. Already now 5-2 on the year. Every year since you were a freshman, it's been kind of a slow climb, just kind of picking a few off at a time and kind of moving up that ladder a little bit. And you know, you're a junior this year. We got two good seniors, Kendall and Avery. We got to kind of get moving with them a little bit and try to make that next step. And let's, you know, maybe look for that upper division finish in the conference this year.
Yeah.
And, of course, a whole new conference. Things kind of changed a little bit. We got some new new players in.
Yeah.
Brevard, of course, is in. We've not been playing them in a while, so they're kind of back on the schedule. So it's going to be an interesting year up a class. We were 3A, now we're 4. So some big changes going on.
Yeah, of course.
In the whole athletic department. So that's Julia Wells, our A1 Storage Player of the Game. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll have more here at halftime at Tuscola. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union. We're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
The halftime show is brought to you by Paper Town Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. Mountaineers down at the half, 41-219. Big win for the girls, as we just talked with Julia Wells, our A1 Storage Girls player of the game. And it was a great JV boys game we saw here earlier before that. Losing at the buzzer, 60-58, after a tie, tied up at 58. And North Henderson JV is able to hit that last bucket there right before the buzzer.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of good games today, and I think the girls' JV game was close, too. I think they lost it, but really close. So good job by all four teams so far tonight, three-fourths of them. Of course, the boys. And a little bit of a hole right here at halftime, being down 22. So, got to come back.
What you got for some stats on the boys?
For the scores right now, Stonewall Strickland, I have him down with 5 points. Chenard, I have down with 6. Bryce Ferguson with a big 3. Jahal Patel chipping in with 2. And Sam Callaway with 2. So, got a ways to go here in this second half to sort of try to get back in this.
Of course, the boys' football state playoffs going on this weekend. Of course, Watauga won earlier this afternoon over Middle Creek to win their first state final since 1978. I was a sophomore.
Well, I was 3, so...
Of course, they got another one coming. 7A championship coming up tonight. Grimsley versus Clayton. Clayton won a clincher last week. I watched some of the video of that one, and that was a heck of a ball game. That game went back and forth late, and Clayton pulled it out at the end. And, of course, Grimsley's been pretty good, but now they had a tough one last week, too. That one came down to the wire. So just some really good – some of these state championships – and I don't know, maybe going to 8 classes has kind of dispersed that numbers and talent out a little bit to where maybe we'll get some, because some of those playoff games recently have been kind of blowouts,
right,
of these finals particularly. And we've had some good ones. The Robbinsville game was a great one. Huff and Millbrook, it was a 21-0 game, but it was close for a long time. North Henderson will start with possession here in the second half. Up 41-19. Patel with the ball. Working on Chenard. In the corner to Luke Hill. Massey out there on him. Paris drives. Tipped out by Bartley. That then stolen by Luke Hill. As the Mountaineers cross midcourt. And then now Chenard will get a steal. Top of the key. Feeds it. Strickland. Put up a layup. Got bumped. No call. And the Mountaineer faithful getting a little restless.
Question, if I'm not mistaken, did I see where basketball and football are running parallel with that running clock rule?
Yes, both are 35. Now 35.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
There's an interesting story behind that from last spring's board meeting.
Chenard, left side, long shot, won't go. Out of bounds, tipped out. It'll stay with Tuscola.
Good job by Stonewall going after that.
Coach Messer sporting some shiny white new on clouds. Ball tipped on the inbound, goes back court. Chenard picks it up with no violation. Gets it to Strickland, right side across midcourt. Chenard, top of the key, long one, buries it for three. 43-22. North Henderson in the lead. Mountaineers scored the first point and had the lead for just a little while, for about a minute there in the first quarter, until North Henderson kind of woke up off the bus trip and got moving. Hudson, right elbow's good. Chenard going to take one, left wing, won't go. Tip, Patel, Bartley trying to get a hand on it.
Ah.
Massey tried to save it, but it'll go out of bounds.
Good job by Massey and Bartley trying
good
to save
it. Good hustle
that.
By Massey tonight. He's done some great things defensively in the first half. Patel left side, gets it to Paris, works to the baseline, cut off by Ferguson. They'll hit Hudson low. He'll dish in the lane to Hill, won't hit the shot. Put it back, won't go. We got a whistle inside. That's going to go on Bartley.
I was getting ready to say, Jeff's doing a pretty good job as far as staying out of foul trouble right there, but that will be his third, team first here in the third.
Luke Hill couldn't buy one there in the lane on that series. So Hudson to the line. First one's good. Second one will go. Stonewall Strickland will inbound to Chenard. He'll bring it up to midcourt. Looking left. Over to Massey on the wing. High post, Callaway kicks it back out. Chenard thought about it, swings right. Strickland looking inside. Callaway tried to set a pick. Strickland, baseline runner, won't go. Rebound by Hudson. Strickland going to stay out there on him in the backcourt. Now North will get it across. Patel with the ball at the top. Looks left. Hudson looking inside. Nobody cuts. He'll take the jumper. Won't go. Rebound Massey. Going to get a reach in by Patel, tried to tie him up. Jump ball goes to Tuscola. Chase Perkins checks in for Tuscola. Case will check in for number four, Lane Huntley, which was the first we saw of him tonight for North Henderson. Bryce trying to get somebody to move, and we're going to get a timeout call to save the possession by Coach Messer at 5:14. Here in the third quarter, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Now, the story about the 35-point running clock rule. There had been a motion made to reduce basketball from 40 to 35.
Right.
The football running clock rule was 42 points in the second half. Someone on the board raised their hand and wanted to know why they were different. Because I'm watching the meeting.
All right.
And the thought that popped in my head, but I'm not there and I couldn't tell him, was because we don't have a six-point play in basketball. So the motion was made to make them equal. And they voted on it, and it won. Patel with a steal on the inbound is good. 42, and that's how we got mutual 35-point running clock rules in
gotcha.
North Carolina Athletic.
Well, I thought it made sense to have, I guess, to go the same. And the backcourt.
Well, my mentor for many years down here always said that we should drop it. When they came up with it at 42, he said they really should drop it to 40. He said we shouldn't be hanging on at the vagaries of a high school kicker.
Yeah,
we need to have another little cushion there to let them miss a few.
Yeah.
So I could have lived with 40. The only one thing about 35, I was working a game early in the year, and we hit it pretty early in the second half. And so, of course, the team ahead put in subs. Moore with it now in the lane. The runner won't go. Rebound Paris. He'll pull it back, put it back up, and it's good. 51-22. Anyway, the team that jumped up put their subs in, and the next thing we know, the visiting team's coming, or the team that was down starts coming back and scores a couple of touchdowns, and I'm like, uh-oh. Some states have a rule, if you get back within a certain point spread, the clock goes back to normal.
Wow.
We don't do that here. Thank goodness. Patel, top of the key, won't go. Rebound Hudson, he'll put it back, won't go. Rebound Case. And this is where North Henderson's size puts us at a disadvantage.
You're right. And Paris for North Henderson took one right off the nose right there.
Ooh.
And I see him keep checking for blood.
In fact, Coach Paris has kind of pulled him out into a little bit of a mini spread here. Now they'll go baseline. Hudson spins, tries to put it up, won't go. And he'll get fouled by Chase Perkins. And Hudson looking a little tired out there. Has he come out except for halftime?
He did right before halftime, and that's been about it.
That's working that boy to death.
That'll be Chase Perkins, his first team, second.
3-9 to get 19 to go here in the third. Inbound to Ibarra. He'll get it to Patel in the corner. Moore out there on the floor now. He'll swing it left. Case looking low to Hudson. Out to Patel. Bad pass, tipped by Chouinard. Picked up by Moore, then stolen away by Lawner. Lawner gets it on the left wing, feeds Ferguson, cutting to the basket, puts it up over Moore with a head fake, won't go. Rebound Hudson, but Massey going to swipe it away inside, and we got a whistle. And that's going to go on Hudson.
Yeah. That's going to put Massey at the line, and this free throw shot is sponsored by WPTF. Looking to grow your business? Call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Massey's first free throw is good. Patel will come out for North Henderson. Second one on the way, rolls and in. 51-24, 2:53 to go here in the third. He'll get it across midcourt. Moore feeds Case, kicks it in the corner. Hudson, jumper, won't go. Ball tipped out. It'll go off either Lawner or Ferguson. Both had a shot at it. And a good screen, and then Hudson cuts low, and the inbound is good. 53-24. North comfortably leading. Bryce Ferguson, top of the key to Lawner. Looks low, tried to hit Massey, and Lane Huntley will hustle over there and tip it out of bounds. Inbound. Chouinard tried to split two defenders, lost it. They feed to Moore, and the dunk. Pretty good turnout here student-wise for North Henderson tonight.
Yeah, North traveled pretty well.
And a timeout going to be called with 2:11 to go here in the third. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware.
located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Don't forget, we'll be back on the air Tuesday night as the West Henderson Falcons. So we're making our partial run through the Henderson County slog.
Yeah, of course, with this new, with going into the Mountain 8 now with Brevard joining us, it's kind of shuffled the schedule up a little
bit.
It's normally
not...
we have them later in the year.
Yeah. I really haven't taken a look. You know, the Tuesday-Friday thing kind of got messed up the last couple of seasons.
And it has.
I'm kind of hoping that settled itself out.
I'm like you. I haven't checked yet to see how everything's going to play out.
If it balances, it didn't for a while.
Well, I think when we start back on the 9th after the holidays and everything, I think it's a Friday night. I think we're home against Pisgah.
Right.
Yeah, because this is what, 2 years, last 2 years we've not had a Friday night game in the conference at home.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Inbound, Ferguson now takes the jumper, and it's good in the lane. 55-26. Knights in the lead. Case will get it across midcourt. Lawner got the steal, but before he did, he got called for the reach.
And that will be James' second foul, third team foul.
So Ibarra will inbound with under 2 minutes to go here in the third. Looks long. He'll get it in the backcourt to Case. He'll swing it left to Huntley. Moore on the wing. They go low to Hill. Hill trying to back Massey down. Hook shot's good.
All right, just use that body. Back him all the way down into the paint. Put up a two easy.
Lawner stepped in, forgot he needed to step out first after the score. Long pass in the corner. Massey cut off at the baseline, and a little too much zip on that pass, trying to get out of trouble down there low, and it'll go out of bounds. It zipped past Chenard and Lawner. So Ibarra to inbound over Ferguson. He'll get it in the corner to Huntley. Back to Ibarra on the wing. He'll drive, dumps it off. Luke Hill baseline drives good. 59-26. Ferguson, Lawner. Right side from the corner. Chenard is good for three. 59-29 as we go. A minute to go here in the third. Ibarra. Right side, Moore. Looking in. Now he's going to drive. And, Euro step.
There we go.
Whistle, substitute. Hudson coming in for North. Perkins and Bartley will check in for Tuscola. 47 seconds remain here in the third. Inbound to Ferguson. Chenard now back with it. Left side, Perkins looks back to Chenard. Works on Moore. Drives the lane. Kicks it out. Strickland drives baseline. Little baby hook goes. Stonewall Strickland having a day here. Ibarra working left. Over to Huntley, right side, Hill, back up top, Ibarra, working left. Moore kicks it over. Huntley from the corner, too strong. Rebound, Hudson. Reverse layup, good. Strickland needs to take a look at the clock. 5 seconds and counting.
Got to go, guys.
Perkins, Bryce, ain't got nap. Nobody looked at the clock. 61-31 as we go to the fourth. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you on the hill. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Mountaineers down by 30, 61-31 here against the North Henderson Knights. And Christmas just right around the corner.
Yeah, it is, and it's come up on us pretty quick. I mean, you think about it, you know.
Well, November went fast.
It went quick, and once you get to Thanksgiving, it's like no time, and then it's Christmas.
Well, and the other thing was Thanksgiving was late. I mean, it was about as late date-wise as you can get. It was, what, 28th this year?
Yes, yes.
And it was like then just boom, this downhill run, kind of like Clark Griswold's dish. Inbounds to start the fourth. North Henderson will hit Moore down low from Hill. 63-31. Strickland picks up his dribble, top of the key. Bryce Ferguson going to work right side. He tried to get it back to Strickland in the lane, and it's stolen away. Paris went up and knocked out of bounds by Strickland from behind. Good hustle by Stonewall Strickland.
Great hustle. You know what? He's been a good breath of fresh air for this Mountaineer team. I honestly think he could have done wonders last year helping them out.
Paris swinging around. Patel from the corner won't go. Tipped up by Hill. Hudson will come down with it. Man, tried to force it down into Paris. It bounced off him. Hill picked it up. Went around for a shot. Lost it. Chouinard pulls up from the rebound. Won't get the shot. Ferguson with a rebound underneath. Hill try to stick it back. And we're going to get a foul on the floor.
Luke Hill drawing that foul.
Yeah, it looked like Callaway and maybe Hayden Setzer getting up off the bench. Basket is good. 63-33. Under seven to play. Patel directs traffic. Left side, Paris looking in. They'll skip it across Patel. Now top to the right elbow to Hill. Back to Patel. Chouinard out there on him defensively. In the corner. Moore won't go.
Oh
my gosh.
Gosh.
Strickland went up. Paris was underneath him. Strickland landed hard. Barely had a chance to get his arms to catch himself. Came down hard and I don't know that he don't need to get checked out.
Yeah. That was a hard hit.
And the trainer at Tuscola taking a look. He's going to go to the bench. Because it's almost like his chin hit. Because he never had really time to get his arms out.
To break that fall.
So the foul on North Henderson turns the ball over to Tuscola. Ferguson handling the ball now, top of the key, Chouinard and Strickland out. Stolen tip, Moore went, couldn't get it to go. He and Ferguson collide as they go out of bounds. They smile, hug, and the world is at peace.
And that foul is going to be on Bryce Ferguson. Actually be his first, team first here in the fourth.
Moore will go to the line. North will pull everybody back away, up by 30. This is the first one. I'm not sure Moore being the leading scorer, he's been pulled in and out a lot tonight. I don't know if they're just – Coach Paris is trying some different things or checking some different groups of players out together, but he's really, for being a 20-point scorer, not been in a lot, nor has he scored a lot. Up now 31 with that second free throw good. Ooh, good pick there set by Bartley up high. Into Callaway, high post, looking to get it to somebody. He's covered up by Hill. They'll get it to Lawner on the wing. up high, almost tipped in by Ferguson. Kick back out. Setzer with the rebound. They'll go low, and he hits Ferguson. 5:44 to go. 64-35. Moore stopped by Bartley. That looked a little weird. Hudson losing the handle, kicked out. Patel drives with it, and we got a whistle on the right side of the lane, and it's going to be a shooting foul on Sam Callaway.
Yeah, it'll be Sam's second, team second.
Any relation to the manufacturer of the drivers? I would assume you and he would be good friends if they were.
Well, I have brought that up.
Sadly, no.
Sadly, no.
How about Callaway Gardens in Myrtle Beach?
Pre-tour
tickets or something.
That's true.
Second free throw. Good. It's now 66-35, so back to a 31-point lead. Under 5.5 to play. Trying to force it in high to Bartley. It's stolen. Moore going to drive. Puts the shot up. Won't go. Bryce will pick up his second one.
Team third right there. Bryce second.
So Moore to the line. On the way. Is good. My ears are out of shape. They're starting to hurt.
Just go home when you lay down. Just sort of rub them.
Second one rolls and goes in. Whistle, sub, Chouinard back in. Strickland back in. Down by 33 now. Ferguson trying to hit Setzer low, and the pass is stolen away. Ibarra tried to feed Moore for the dunk. Good feed by Ibarra, and a heck of a dunk there by Titus Moore. Two-handed and with some force. In the corner, Strickland tried to hit a hard bounce pass to Setzer at the baseline and just didn't get enough height on the bounce back. And we are at the magic number of 35, so the clock will now run. 70-35 on that dunk. Setzer, actually that was Ferguson from the corner, no good, short. Hudson with a rebound. Ibarra brings it down. Ferguson on him defensively in the corner to Moore. Tried to feed it to Patel. He'll get the reverse layup on the left side and good. Running clock rest of the way here. Mountaineers down 72-35. Chouinard left wing, won't go. Rebound. Hudson and a whistle and a timeout going to be called by North Henderson. 4:04 to go, so.
It's like he's just going to empty the bench right
there. Time
to
empty the bench here. So credit to Coach Paris there.
Got a T-shirt.
I bet you can't wear it.
I bet you that I'm going to get her an A in her English class. How's that?
I wonder who she knows. That's graft and corruption. You're not allowed to do that. I'm calling.
I have to take a class on that at work. You know.
I'm calling the SBI on this one. All right, a ball in for North Henderson. Clock back to running after that timeout. Coach Paris getting all subs in here. Cameron Case with it. Gives it over to Paris. Into the lane. Kicks it out in the corner to Gunner. And he buries a three. Under four to play. Ferguson will get it across midcourt. Good screen set high by Bartley into the lane. Ferguson hangs. It won't go. Tip. Bartley couldn't get it to go either. Ibarra with the rebound. He'll push it. Strickland gets a hand on it. Spin move and it goes anyway. And nope. Got a walk.
Basket will not count. North Henderson lead is now 40. And Tuscola will get Massey and Perkins and Lawner and Callaway back up. And a foul. Chenard drives the lane. Puts it up. That foul going to be on number 23, Jaden Gunner for North Henderson. That'll also get Liam Leslie and Boston Shepherd off the bench for West Henderson. I'm sorry, North Henderson, and that will get everybody else the bench in purple. And with the subs Tuscola has made, I believe that got everybody in but Harper Bishop. Jumper no good. Rebound Gunner. Going to get tied up by Lawner. Lawner kind of dumps him at the end. And thankfully there's no response there. On the inbound, Setzer, it's stolen away by number 32, which I don't believe we've. No, that was 35. Or 42. Liam Leslie. Swing it right side to Gunner. We go under two for North. He'll drive baseline. Won't go. Rebound Case. Gunner hit the floor after the attempted layup. Got picked up by his teammate Shepherd. Leslie drives in. Tried to go up over Massey. Got a partial block. And then Massey saves it from going out of bounds. He'll get it to Lawner. Lawner across midcourt. Perkins, baseline Messer. We got a whistle so we can get timeout just to get
a couple more in.
Harper Bishop in for Tuscola and also number 24, Walker Rogers, a junior guard. And with that, the clock will start again. Setzer on the inbound to Lawner. 1:15 to play. Lawner up high. Callaway looking. Nobody's cutting. Back to Lawner. Spin move in the lane and a block call on number 15. That's Boston Shepherd. Under a minute to go. Sets her to inbound baseline. In the corner to Bishop. Drives baseline, kicks it out. Sets are going to take the three.
Boom!
Buries it.
Hayden.
Happy Dad over in the corner. Shepherd, three for North. Won't go. Got a rebound inside by Sam Callaway. Good job. Lawner. They'll go low. Shepherd, I'm sorry, that's Setzer, and he got caught up in the baseline. He tried to throw it over to Bishop, and he got hung up, and the ball was stolen. Lay-in by number 35, Trevor Hill for North Henderson. Down on the left wing, last shot going to be Walker Rogers, won't go. Ball will roll out of bounds, and that'll do it. Mountaineers fall tonight, 77 to 38. We'll take a break and be back right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Getting into college is more competitive than ever, especially for rural students. That's why we're opening new paths to NC State with options like spring admission and transfer programs. What we think and do helps rural students get into NC State and graduate to fill North Carolina jobs. Discover how we're growing paths to NC State. Visit wegrownc.ncsu.edu.
Sponsored by NC State's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters in cooperation with this station.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Pass it on. Here's my bucket list for today. Read an article on a news subject. Say only nice things about others. And listen to everyone's opinions. Because making things better requires change. Now, these changes aren't going to show up on your news feed, but they're things I can do. So change something today. It's not going to change the entire world, but it's going to change your world. Change is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Stonewall Strickland. The holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes? With 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Stonewall, the first question I have for you as a senior: where have you been all our life?
I've been playing 2 years at Raven Gap. I was there for my freshman and sophomore year, and then I came back last year and decided not to play, which was not a very good decision. And then I came back for my senior year, and I'm loving it.
Okay, great. So are you from Waynesville originally? Or?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you just went down to Raven Gap, familiar with it, worked a few ball games down there myself. One last year I remember in particular. But anyway, so tonight 8 points, well, nine actually unofficially. You had 4 field goals, 1 free throw. What caught our eye tonight was the hustle, the defensive effort by you, the effort to get up and down the floor. Did you play at Raven Gap? Was that your style?
Yes, sir, it was, but it mostly came from soccer, I'll be honest with you.
Ah, okay, so soccer player.
Absolutely.
So were you in the ASO program here young? Or?
Yes, sir, I was. And okay. Then I came up, and when high school hit, that's when I decided to go to Raven Gap, and that's where my soccer really went to another level.
Took off down there. Well, that's great. You still play? Are you playing here?
Yes, sir,
okay,
I did.
So that's always playing the fall or spring. I can't
the
remember.
Fall.
Okay, I can't remember. So what kind of season did you have in soccer?
It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I had 12 goals and 6 assists. I can't complain. The team was great, and I had a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, looking ahead, we've got West Henderson coming here on Tuesday night. Certainly didn't go the way we wanted to tonight, but team's still kind of trying to form and bond. You got a lot of new guys out here on the floor. Got some experience, a little bit of experience coming back, but a lot of new players. So looking ahead to West, what do we know about them so far?
So far, all we know is that they're just as good as North is. So we're ready to go. I know I am as well, and that's all I know.
Well, you know, Branson and I talked about this earlier. Henderson County basketball has just, for the last 3 or 4 years, really just exploded. I don't think I've ever seen a county where the whole school system is just in one sport gotten so dominant all of a sudden. Usually, like in football, like West is good, but East has not been doing too good. Hendersonville's kind of middle of the road. North's kind of coming and going. They're over there –
There's not a night off in that county anymore.
No, sir, there is not. Basketball has become a big thing in Henderson County.
It's huge, and it's really hard. I mean, they've always been – teams have had fits and starts down there. They'll have one really good team, and the rest kind of, you know, middle of the road. Just everybody over there is just incredible. So, and we've seen that for the last several years. So, big wall to climb, but the Mountaineers certainly going to make their best effort. So, looking ahead Tuesday, then we got our first road conference game coming up next Friday. We'll be here, in Silva, as we'll bring you the Smoky Mountain game also. Well, that's Stonewall Strickland, our A1 storage player of the game. We'll be back to wrap things up here from Tuscola in just a moment. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Well, Charles Allison, Branson Reese here to wrap things up on the hill. Mountaineers lose tonight 77-38. Girls get a big win 51-50. So looking ahead, we'll be back on the air with you Tuesday night as the West Henderson Falcons come to town. And as Stonewall told us, their boys may be just as good as North Henderson. So another tough trip from the I-26 contingent.
Yeah, and we kind of knew that it was going to be a tough year for the boys and stuff, and they got to just battle through it, you know. And there's always a lot of growth in the, you know, in what they do, and we're going to see them get better as the year goes on. I honestly believe they'll get right in that good rhythm and stuff. But as far as the girls go, I think we're going to have a really good girls' year this year.
Well, as I told Julia Wells, I said, you know, every year they've made a step.
Yeah.
A little bit higher climb up that conference ladder. Of course, conference changed a little bit. We've got an additional team. Brevard's come back in. So that'll be new. But as I told Julia, I said, all right, I think the next rung on that ladder is let's look at the upper division of this conference. Let's try to get in that top four seed and get those home playoff games and that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
I think that's the next step, looking at the girls. And, of course, as you said, we knew it was going to be trouble for the boys this year. A lot of new players on this team.
Right.
Going to take some time to kind of blend them all together. New coach back in town, too. So it's going to take them a while to kind of get things untracked, I think.
Yeah. And the other thing is getting some of these other athletes out here, too, you know, to help out. And they're all not always going to be – you know, some of the best athletes and stuff, but you've got athletes out here. You know, and when I say the best athletes, I mean basketball may not be their sport, but having somebody athletic out there is a lot different than not having anybody at all.
Well, too, he's got a young JV squad there, some sophomores particularly, that he's trying to keep, Coach Messer's trying to keep together.
Yes.
He's letting them play up a little bit on varsity just because of depth issues.
Yes.
But he's really trying to keep that crew together because he thinks he's got something he can work with for the future down at the JV level, and that's been an issue for a while. So hopefully we'll see some turnaround down there. And they played much better tonight. Lost by two, but that was a heck of a ball game in that JV boys that we got to see there at the end.
Right, it was.
Well, for Branson Reese, Charles Allison, we'll sign off, and we'll see you on Tuesday night as the West Henderson Falcons come to Tuscola. This has been Tuscola Sports Radio.
You've been listening to Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio. Tonight's webcast has been brought to you by Crossroads Ford, Vestas Uniform Services, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Stevenson's Pest Control, A1 Storage, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, and by Forga Contracting. Join us again next time for Tuscola Basketball right here on Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL.